In joke is here again.
And to introduce, otherwise entree our show this morning, we have
no yours, just entrees.
Gift.
Gift wrapped on
payola.
So there was pay somewhere.
Yes, the time and the pay. Live sound effect.
Now, a lot of you who've listened to the show for a long time know that babies are a trademark here, and you're listening to a real baby this time. There's no way for you to know that, but believe me, my name ain't Puzzling Evidence. We brought our own sound effects, and you can't turn them off this time. She's reacting violently to being on the air for the first time. Actually, I think she likes it. She fits right in. She feels just like I do coming down here and being on this show.
For most relaxing sound,
yeah, I spit up too. Only she has a more realistic version of the same activity.
Yes, it is the tiniest of old friends.
And here we have,
on the air,
coming up and momentarily, verbal and nonverbal material, drawing on an extensive array of improvisatory techniques developed over many years, using solo or dual voices to exploit the spatial and acoustic properties of the performance environment. Sometimes with prepared tape segments, microphone and sound system, simple music instruments, and films and slides.
Well, we're not here tonight, and our many, many guests aren't here either.
We're not here.
Yes. Puzzling Evidence isn't here tonight. Mobius Rex is not here tonight. The Mallow creature has not crawled across a slimy path into our studio. No. None of them are here. It's the me show. Except we have the one little sound effect,
okay,
the tiniest GoPro frame.
Let's see what you're going to do with it now.
All right. Here it goes. Start up sound effect.
Jessica, one of yours. Communicate with it.
Mankind.
Oh, darn. I thought it was going to be a new show.
Jessica says it's a 2D show. Well, I'm just the tape this morning.
Yes. Doug's off doing good work for Bob this week, and he'll only be here brought to you on tape. And, well, you know how it goes, folks.
How does it go?
Cold and lonely in this studio.
It's got to go faster than this.
Well, remember, the show starts slow and then quickly dies. I mean, no, I brought that for him.
A quick switch and suddenly you are here.
It's amazing. I'm back. I wasn't gone long. So how did you get that sound effect into the studio, Mobius?
Oh, I just threw it in. Just for effect. It is. I'm programmed that way.
Oh, the poor little unit on its radio for the first time.
Poor little BoFam came out from underneath
on its radio for the first time.
First time.
You feel blessed.
Saw it was good.
You feel. She saw the mic and said, eh.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you think it's just a joke. It's not. It's a baby.
No, it's a real baby.
And it costs a lot more than a joke.
Why don't you share that microphone?
Oh, sure. We can just bring this mic over here and
or
find this doctor.
Stand up and
not like me. Now we're sawing the baby in half. That's the only way to deal with a little baby. Yes, the panders and the randers are here.
Are there any
good
instructions
morning
for this type of behavior in the Book of the Sub?
Yes, but we can't tell you where exactly. It's a secret. Good morning. It's Puzzling Evidence.
Good
once
morning,
again,
brothers and sisters. I'd like you to welcome you to another one of our weekly testimonials. Another one of our... I'm here to tell you about my recent conversion to Bob. Here to tell you about my recent...
Which Bob?
Yeah, I'm
JR.
So many Bobs.
The KS, the IT,
the giant Mallow creature. Is it there?
Trying to get all the representatives here into the little room. It can be a difficult and trying time, but we know you, John Q. Public and John Q. Owner.
And Mrs.
will support us. And Mrs. Pope Public and Mr. Owner and their staff and friends.
You will immediately become drowsy.
Why don't you just go off and turn something else?
I thought I was going to be able to stay awake for this show, but...
Somebody open another can of that slack.
Here we go. It's open.
That's better. Here.
Here, you can have the top.
You will be... Hold a minute. I got to polish my microphone. Just a minute.
We don't want to go on the air without a polished microphone.
Here you go. We got babies here.
Dr. BoFam, do you have those slack starters?
Yes, I do. I've got another can of Showstopper, too, so... Somebody can actually win that can of show starter on this.
This week we thank Rebus Mess for bringing their show extender with them.
Yeah.
Are we sacrificing for the gods?
Yes, I believe that the first extra meditations on the radio station have actually begun.
Good, good. It looks like they're trying to wipe the equipment off, but there's no use doing that. There's no way to clean a baby, really. You just have to grow out of it, you know.
But you have to let them do this. Or
you
they
just
don't
have
come
to sit
air.
In it. And then grow out of it, I should say.
Hmm.
And our listeners know that.
Of course. Many of them were babies at one time or the other.
A few of them. And some of them could have been famous if they had parents.
Yes. But remember little Jimmy.
Well, they didn't have parents.
The scared little Jimmy that barely came to the
show.
Why
do they keep trying to prop that thing up?
Oh, because...
they keep pushing it against the wall like it wants
here,
to sit up.
Ask it a question.
What, do you like the sponge on the end of that microphone?
Bonk.
Uh-huh. Yes, Jessica, we're having a laugh at your expense. A laugh you won't understand for the next 3 years.
No, but someday you'll say,
listener-sponsored radio.
Someday you'll hate your father for what he's done here.
In Berkeley and KFCF.
You won't even like to watch television or drink beer like your father does so well.
You'll hate listener-sponsored radio
Central
forever.
California.
Yes, and you'll listen to this tape over and over again, developing a hatred for radio.
Listen to this tape.
Radio personality, developing a hatred for radio.
But it's me.
You'll start your own show with adults crying. That's it.
I can't
adults
stand
crying
it.
For an hour and a half. Here's the first one now.
Yes. Hello, listener. Are you trying to get off the show? Are you just here?
Wham, wham, wham.
Well, maybe it was that listener.
It is that listener. It's Mr. Subscriber.
Yeah.
John Q. Subscriber. And yes,
John
we finally...
Subscriber.
Oh, yes.
Subscriber finally called.
Now, what we need to know from you is, do you believe it's a real baby or a fake baby?
That's a tape-recorded baby. You can't fool us.
Yeah, hey. See? Smart listeners.
What's its name?
Frofram.
Oh, then you've been listening to the show, huh?
Yeah, Frofram.
Full-frame.
Full-frame. Oh, right. Full-frame. That's his sister.
Full-frame.
Did you read about the vegetarian?
The vegetarian, yeah.
Vegetarian.
Well, how do you eat vegetables? Or no, what was it? What's the problem with eating vegetables?
Getting
them out of the wheelchair. Yeah, I forget it. I got this joke about the Beatles that's really good. I'll next week. Never mind.
No?
How to get the Beatles back together. You know this?
Yes.
Three more bullet schmuck.
You notice how quiet it is here this morning?
You know, I didn't realize they got this little switch here that says talk back. Now, if I press this, will the listener become insubordinate to the show?
Well, kind of. But I can't remember where this
Did we just lose our one listener?
Yeah, we
just lost the listener. It's your fault, too.
You didn't open the can of jokes soon enough.
Oh, there's another one. Isn't it a nice one?
Yeah, you should have opened it.
Yes, well, this is the Full Fram show.
Full Fram. Gary Full Fram. Well, the tens of you that are listening out there and trying to call in again might sound like this.
The
enemies of Bob, you mean society at large?
And is there any news from the press that we might be able to impress the folks with?
Where's that bag?
The bag.
There you are.
Is it your volume or my volume?
Your volume is probably
depending on the meter.
I don't believe it. I think I left the effects in the big box.
You're kidding.
I have to run out there and look and see. The show can't go on without a real baby. See, the problem is that this is a real baby. See, listen. Did I kid you?
No kidding.
It's getting early. We bring in the real thing and you don't believe it.
Stop trying to breastfeed that baby, Gabo from.
We finally give you the real thing and you don't even know what it is anymore. Well... I guess that's how it is when you give the listener too pure a show.
Yeah, this show is too low.
Yeah, you might want to mix this down. Get some gravel and some sand.
This is the first of our...
And some water. And take this
show. Real sound effects.
One of you do it.
Hey, man!
If you're,
do you know that there's a divine heaven and you can buy right into it?
How much?
You created this situation.
35. God, we only charge 15.
To make a great human interest story, didn't you?
For a dollar, you
can
be
a
jerk in our church. Well, what?
Well, get a monkey
brain.
Get off.
We got one monkey brain.
Let this go by. It's just too big.
Yeah.
We enjoy this broadcast for a special board.
You guys connected with the Church of Satan?
No.
No. Come on,
wrong
man.
Show, right?
That's a lot of bull.
Yeah, the Satanists, I think, are on Tuesday night at 8:30, aren't they?
Oh, they have their own show, huh?
Yeah, they have their own show.
Hey, listen, this is Berkeley. Everybody gets a cut.
All right. You got somebody new there, huh?
Yeah, somebody new. It's the tiniest of Brogue fan.
All right, there's an unrecognizable voice.
Oh.
You don't recognize
no,
my
you don't
voice?
Recognize
no, I don't recognize
this?
The voice.
You don't recognize
no,
my
you don't
voice?
Recognize
where can you buy the
Apple
this? Pencil of Genius locally?
Cody's Bookstore.
Cody's, but
Cody's is the only place I found it so far.
Yeah, Gray's
Book Company. They even have a window.
No, Gray's Book Company on Solano said they'd order it.
And Moe's will have it in the used. That's probably the best way to get it. One that has pages ripped out and it's already underlined.
Right.
It's easier to understand if somebody else has already digested it.
That's the best thing to do. Just wait to get a used copy.
That's the only one we could get for this party.
So to speak.
Right.
Right.
Sort of course, you can call Dallas and bother them for your free copy.
Oh, yeah. Well, they scratched their phone number out of their literature.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They scratched a lot of people out of their literature.
Right.
Well, was that you on Telegraph Avenue last night, or was that one of the other listeners?
Well, I'm the guy who put my eyes out and cut my tongue out.
Good.
Really?
I had it sewed back in.
Too bad.
You got to get that guy on your show.
What guy?
The guy who...
The feats people. Look out for the feats people.
No, the guy on Telegraph Avenue put his eyes out.
Oh, he was on the show. One of the very first guests we had, though. That was like a year ago when we started. You know, last week was our anniversary weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I missed you. I was retired.
I know. Thank you. That's the only way for a real tribute.
Well, I know you stayed up all night for the show, and we'd like to apologize for that.
Right. I wish I could have heard the guy put his eyes out. I heard him one morning on the radio.
We'll come out there, but nobody take
it. We'll run that film again for you, then.
Here it is.
Right. Here's the AccuBeanie. Now you can see the eyeballs being kicked across the floor.
Pop the radio pop. Up in the back in his face once again.
Yeah, all that in a matter of minutes.
Well, that's what you can do when you're on radio.
I think our problem started about 3 years ago.
Hey, where can I get one of these Bob pipes?
Bob would come home.
Whelan's Smoke Shop.
Look, everyone's a drink now and then.
Pretty soon those drinks became the most important thing in his life.
Here's the filling of the pipe now as they light the pipe and fly high over wonderful Dobbstown. Yes, using the same theme song they've used for the past 6 years.
Yes, but it's
now we take a slow turn.
Here we go.
And the match is touching the giant pipe. For no reason at all.
Flop is ready to ignite. Now those white flakes are beating. Gather on top of the pipe. And our listener still waits. For his turn to be funny.
Right, I gotta think of something.
For his turn
funny.
Be funny.
Right, I gotta think of something.
For his turn
funny.
TC-158.
Right,
yeah,
hear about,
that's what mine was.
TC-158.
This must be like years before that.
About,
that's what mine was.
TC-158.
Well, maybe I should get off and think of something funny and call back.
Good idea, Schmuck.
Goodbye, Schmuck.
Yeah. The show of Schmucks.
If you aren't any better than that, listener, don't even bother.
The show of Schmucks.
This is the funny show. You gotta remember that.
We're not funny, you are. But of course, it's not funny, you are. Like all the shows, it's the book is the book is the book. Like all the shows, there's not a whole lot more that can be said about that.
Just
roll your brain around inside your head and try to come up with another chapter.
Well, I'm rolling it around right here.
Just yesterday, I was sitting with a librarian friend of mine from Iowa, and he was telling me that the FBI has been investigating all of the libraries in Iowa to see who's been taking out books on witchcraft, because the fact of the matter is there is somebody sneaking around Iowa cutting out cow's vaginas. I tried to explain to him that the FBI didn't really need to check out about
cow vaginas.
We know where those cow vaginas are.
We certainly do, don't we? There's one now. You can see, recently removed, it still hurts. It cries out.
As I drag their bed out in the backyard, I can sit up with the bike wondering about who's
you've been chosen for this wonderful honor.
As the music comes up,
you find
yourself
to wake up
the Subdinis.
Light the sheets on fire,
drag your bed down into the backyard. And then the money drill opens your wallet.
And you listen to the show over and over again.
And you wonder where that $20 went that you cashed last night at Safeway, because you knew you were going to use it today. And yes, you did. We took it. Thanks.
All there is some empty beer bottles and torn up book laying there.
I promise
your
that
bed.
You can't even remember. Because she didn't say it loud enough. What is your name anyway? Harry or Tom? That's not a good
Bill idea. Bob?
Bob! I wonder if Bob's listening.
No, he wouldn't listen.
Yeah, we're the pompous children, Bob.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
we're trying to follow the script just like you wrote it. Exactly.
But what about those Iowan libraries? Who did check out the books on witchcraft?
We don't mean anything by it.
Can we get a name? Can we get a fingerprint? Can we get a number? That's more important. No, you wait a minute. We need to see your 666, lady.
Ah, yes, 666. Well, that number means something to me.
Now
let's go skiing in Dobbs Land.
The show starts over and over and over again. Well, it's just that there's so many beginnings that it makes me laugh. I can't help it. If they just start the show once, that'd be funny. But they keep starting it.
No use trying to excuse.
I don't understand this. I guess it's because we wish they guess we're here.
and they never give the guest a chance.
Well, what is this Malu creature you got tied up in the corner of the studio?
Malu creature.
Ah, yes, it's Melbo.
Let's smoke another.
The leader of the Malu people.
Yeah, let's smoke another mammal creature. Rhett.
Malu the mammal.
Floundering on the table.
The little Malu creature.
The little foldable Malu.
Well, I used to use one of those when I was a baby.
I like to be alive because I have lots of friends to be with.
Well, who's
going to
do it?
And I like my dad very much. And I love him
baby like this for their show.
For mature audiences, tonight's feature is
Return to Malaya.
Sub-genius.
Return to Malaya.
Return of the Ant People.
The humans from somewhere.
Hypno,
they were scary and mean.
The humans from via listener sponsors
in Hungary.
KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley.
Yes, they could fix a future without food. Or a future without Mobius Rex, because he had the magic showstopper, and he knew what to do with it. So, we're just here, and we're waiting for that caller that wants to win this child. We're just here, and we're waiting for that caller. It'll hurt for us to be separated from her, but we're willing to give her away to the first listener who can... Stop the ring.
A little bit of background and a few sound effects. And this sort of thing. Here we go.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was. Anyway, the second story, it was the third part of the trilogy, and it was almost the end, and you were watching all kinds of people fall into holes in the sand and stuff like that. And,
right,
and
right.
I know you think you know what I'm talking about, but it's not at all. It's a completely different situation than you thought when you called up earlier. And so now what we'll do is we'll try to give you a chance to talk to us later. Go ahead.
Hello,
see, this is your chance. Shoot back. Oh, it's the echo that scares them, I think.
Yeah, they can't hear
us.
Who is another one of those tape recorders. They're learning to dial
the phones.
Now the phones are trying to dial the phones.
It's that full logic controlled tape deck.
That little teeny demon dialer.
It's that full logic. Sweet.
And the Momo creature.
All right, let's hear it.
My mammal.
Hey, if we talk to George Harrison, would that do it?
Did she wake up and did she turn the radio on? The little Malu mother.
Flying and
the
waiting.
Malu mother. Yes, wake her up now.
What evil little child reached
wake her up now
this evening?
Yes.
This morning, last night.
Well, it seems to be sleeping now. The little sound effect here in the studio is asleep now. And the more silent callers. Hello, silent caller. You're on the air.
Bob represents indulgence instead of abstinence. Bob represents vital existence instead of spiritual pipe cleaning. Bob represents undefiled.
Is this us, Doug? Spiritual pipe cleaning?
I don't know. I asked him to do my chimney. He won't even come over and eat.
Oh, I guess he's a member. Anybody that cleans
Bob
a pipe.
Bob represents vengeance instead of turning the other cheek.
Dungeons, yes, instead of turning the
dungeons.
Other cheek.
Yeah, dungeons. It's a crap.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Wish we had some now.
Bob represents man, just another
crab omelet covered with wontan sauce.
Yeah. Bob represents rides, rapes, and rescues. Bob represents the first dance on the moon. Bob represents the $666 million man.
Bob represents Doug Jones.
Doug Jones, Smith and Jones. Thank you.
I've never had this feeling.
Well, we can read along with the best of them.
Yes, here. I'll press the talk back switch, and then here we go. Brow will appear.
If it makes any difference, the real meaning of 666 is that it represents a breakthrough in the computer technology that the X's used to print this book up with. Because everything we say is recorded in the cosmic score and protected by the copyright angels. Therefore, if you try to copy this show and sell it to your friends, they'll just laugh in your face.
I don't burn draft. You work for the anti-Bob?
No, the 666 represents the anti-Bob.
Well, not really.
Not really?
No.
Was it 444?
Well, not really.
333?
No, it's more like the 333. That's closer.
Yeah, that's what they have in their heads anyway.
I hear that Dobbs sentimental with me. Paradise.
No, it's actually no one's paradise except for Bob's.
No one except Bob.
Yeah, everybody else is pretty much it's
working.
Yeah, not a weekend there ever.
Hey, how come there are no jokes about Jonestown?
Jonestown? What's that?
The punchline's too long.
Yeah.
No,
I remember. No jokes.
Now, we
welcome
we have a celebrity
KPFA.
The guy actually told that.
The rare thing.
This?
You guys get my petition?
Listener-sponsored radio.
He's our union caller.
Our guest. Okay. We work on
Doug Peccadillo.
No, we never got it.
Show you your male, era.
Wait, who's no. that? I wish I
are
could
you
see
male
it.
Or female?
What's that voice in the background?
I'm a female.
Oh, that's
Shamali?
Guy.
Yeah. Shanui. Yeah, well, it's all the same to me, really. I can't even tell the difference anymore.
That's too bad.
The thing is, nobody wants to.
Well, there's a lot of gender blur in the church.
Well, it's really great.
I love you more than anything. I hope I never see you again.
See, here's two members right now that can't even remember who they are.
Proflatulist.
Yes. Microflatulist, actually.
Microflatulist.
You've got to get a meter, actually, even to read the microflatulation.
It's always brain surgery.
Microflatulist.
But it's there on the tape. You can tell. You can back here. You'll hear it.
I cannot tell you.
Well, we've been having a lot of trouble with the tape decks here at the station lately.
Let me get this straight.
The cameras even are giving us more problems.
Yes, truly.
Monitor number 6 is out. Monitor number 3 is out. That your mail is being intercepted. Little Jessica's out.
Would you say that? Who is out?
I got the crying baby back.
No, we can't bring the crying baby back.
No,
then you'd think it was real.
Then you'd want to look at it, get pictures of it, and stuff like that. Yeah.
So where are you calling from?
Metal Park.
What a place! I've been there. I don't know why.
And this broadcast gets all the way over there, huh?
Oh yeah, you guys skip through the airways.
There he goes.
Secrecy is fading off.
I need more airwave lubricant.
Yeah. I'm not interested in what you care to call it. A cramp in the left half of your brain and a speed up in the right half, and that's what you get.
Speaking of brains, little what's his name over there? Peccadillo, whatever it is. The
directors of the war office. Spinkies?
The speakeasy, yeah, that speakeasy you brought in tonight. But other countries as well. Can we turn it on?
I don't know. He says your order, the chef knows about your order. And just hang on. And we must You'll get your dinner sometime tonight.
Vic Dobbs. No, it's Vic Morrow.
Yeah, see, people are starting to confuse the churches again. They say that the public has a right to know the truth. The launching of the head of Vic Morrow is a separate church from the...
Did anybody see the Twilight Zone movie? They leave that part in?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did, actually.
They actually left that in.
Yeah, it's all there. And at the end of the movie, there's a disclaimer that said it really didn't happen.
Right.
We're being sued about it.
See, the thing is that they're picking up our PR techniques in which they make it all seem like it really did happen. And then you'll go to the movie hoping it did. And then they knock over the sound effects just at the right time and scare everybody.
I hope now I've made myself clear.
But they did clean it up a little. I think they airbrushed out the village and just left the 3 feeders and the helicopter.
Yeah, and the baby.
You just lay there and cry and scream.
That's no choice. And frop up all over the car dashboard.
Friends, we've had a heap. Well, I can't wait till we do start broadcasting from the car again. I used to enjoy that sitting up there in Tilden Park. Folks coming in
from all over. How'd you do that? Telephone booth?
No. We just have to use the KPFA mobile unit.
Oh, you guys got a mobile unit?
Sure. Don't you remember? They used to cover
busy.
The 60s in it.
Mobile unit over at Santa Rita Prison.
No, that's a MOBO unit.
MOBO unit, huh?
Yeah, we got the MOBO unit behind the board here.
It's not very MOBO.
We got the MOLO unit here.
Yes.
And the MAMMAL unit.
And always the MIMI unit.
But we've got another caller that's probably...
Talking about NuNu.
His dime's worth as much as yours, so...
Can you believe this? Cuban. College education's going to NuNu and MOLO.
Narnini.
Yeah. Right down the tubes, I tell you. They're just
going to school.
They're going right down the tubes.
They're just... Yeah, and when they get here, this is what they look like. Realistic
depiction of what we could have done this morning had we been on the radio. None of what you're seeing is live. It's all tape. And it's all brought to you by people who are asleep right now. Have no idea what they paid for as subscribers.
That's the sick part, isn't it? They don't even get to enjoy it.
No.
They have to listen to the news and stuff like that, or the Denny show or something.
Right, I think it's only justice in a funny way. We've got to make them wake up to what we're doing. I keep repeating these voices in my head. I hope nobody minds. I just can't help it.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, I'm over here. See? Yeah. I could be out of my clothes. Who watches?
Do the best you can.
Okay. Yeah, I'll wear these computer codes. That'll make everything okay.
I asked myself the same question.
You did? Wait a minute. I haven't even asked myself that question yet. No, but where's the list? You got to explain it to me. Maybe Dobbs will explain it to me. Oh, Dobbs, give me Bob. Give me pills. Give me Fram. Give me
something. Anything.
Give me off the shelf.
Give me breakfast.
No, I don't. I guess I'm still here.
I'm just a food monster, so okay. I don't have nothing to say.
I turned into a baby. Somebody take care of me and wipe up all the spill.
I wouldn't know.
What do you mean? As it is, I guess I got to just.
I thought we ended up myself. For.
Well, he is, but he's not here. He never wants to come on the show. And he keeps saying that he doesn't want to be famous like that. He doesn't want to be seen on the street. He doesn't want to be bothered with that kind of famousness. See, here's a little bean brain now.
Feels good. Well, here as we pose for the many photographers coming for the studio.
Well, good morning, Berkeley, Oakland, Fresno.
Menlo Park.
Dallas.
Oh, there's Menlo Park.
New Jersey.
Hello, Menlo Park.
KPFA in Houston, Texas, which is listening to us right now. Hello, Reverend Huey. We haven't yet heard the interviews with Doug Smith, but we have heard that he was almost arrested by the Houston police for a Subgenius t-shirt after the show, so we know that it reached the right people.
I think he got that t-shirt from, what was his name, Gregor Hypercleats and his lovely wife, Priscilla.
Yeah.
So we'd like to say hello to Priscilla Hypercleats tonight.
And forget it to all of you
there in South Little Rock, Arizona.
wherever you are.
And Dr. Vreedy's, who never listens to the show.
Why ever you wanted to be on the show.
Yeah, well, I really want to discuss hypnopathy.
Oh, well, real, okay. Go ahead and discuss hypnopathy.
Well, I like to see your version.
I know. Use your right brain. Come on, be nice. Use your right brain.
Well, the left was functioning quite well. That's fine.
Okay, go ahead and use half the left. But use most of the right.
Most of the right.
Yeah, most of the right for right now. Just, it's a test. You know, there'll be a quiz on this Monday.
You'll be asked to switch back and forth several times and then to discuss the eventual effect on your automobile accident.
Well, I'll try and keep up with you.
Okay.
But it is
Let's
quite
go.
Difficult with 12 of you speaking.
Okay, well, I'll be quiet. It's your show.
Okay, your show.
Wow.
Here we go.
What really is hypnopedia?
Who's this guy?
Wow.
This is it? Your show and you want to know what the other show's about?
This is true.
What do things come to? Well, people get their own show and they want to talk about somebody else's show. This just isn't right.
Maybe he's talking about the hypnopediatrics here that we're performing on the little Molo creature.
Yeah, well, maybe you should describe these steps, Dr. Bofram. What are you doing now?
Well, we're lifting the child up to the microphone and asking it to sleep.
we're prompting the baby to...
We're propping the baby up. We're using a large Molo creature that's been trained to care for the unit.
There's sleep talk coming out of it. I hope somebody's taping this somewhere. This is the real stuff of a show.
This is hypnopediatrics at its worst. Is there any other questions you have, listener?
I think we've lost a listener.
Well,
listen, we could have.
The baby's been hypnotized, so now we can send it back to camp.
That's right, and you could have regained your youth, but.
His truth was with fallacies anyway, he was noticed.
Little Jay here could have shown you. We can't give you the real name. No, because then you'd want to be in the fan club. And there's nothing like being in somebody else's fan club. Bob's not a fan club, neither is, the little Molo creature. Ah, there we go. thank you for issuing forth these truly holiest of pronouncements, little Molo creature. Oh. What joy! Extra meditation.
I did that once myself.
The supreme joy, yeah.
Before I was on the air,
I had to quit.
I did it once.
I had to quit when I was 8, and I keep it all now.
Recycle that stuff.
Yes.
For those of us who are looking on the monitors, it's pretty funny, but for those, I'll describe exactly what is happening in the studio. The baby is standing up and trying to bang its head against the microphone to create that sound. That
anything to stop it. I don't give a damn. Yes, well, now we'll shine lights into its eyes.
Order from my minister to stop all your work.
Ah, yes.
Get the door closed.
Here it is, folks. The first pictures of the Molo creature on the air.
All those free pseudo dads you made up.
Just remember, when you see this in book 2, it didn't happen here on KPFA.
This is just a practice unit.
This is the practice unit. You going to bring the Rogue Broke fan next week?
Yep, that's it.
Mm. You human.
And I would have to come.
I can't believe you swallowed all the cheap cannabis. And I can't believe I overestimated you.
I think they're great.
I can't believe it.
Well, what do you think?
Well, I think it's a real baby. Looks like one. Let's poke it some more.
Looks like it's passed out.
And the big baby's sleeping, too. That's real cute. It's standing up, but it's sleeping.
But I know you're listening out there, and I know you're wondering who that other voice is that you think you never hear, but in truth, you hear it every week.
Well, I don't know. I can't tell the difference between the Molos and the Trillos right now. Except I got Trillo bites all over me. It's terrible. Little Molo creature again on its stomach. We've got it here.
See, you're being treated to one of the most understandable, clearest shows that's ever been.
Yes.
Less sound effects than a real baby.
Yes.
No, not a wise baby. Okay. Just a normal baby. About a foot and a half of fun.
Yeah.
Constant fun, from what I hear.
Oh, yeah.
Never ending.
Yes, a little feature.
Every 20 minutes.
A laugh a minute. Yeah. Every 20 minutes.
Yeah. Right.
That's still what that works out to, about 3 laughs an hour.
That beats our average. What are we about? 1.8?
Something like that. I haven't looked at the demographics this week. Last week we were, we had one laugh for the hour and a half, but it was a really good long laugh.
Well, that's worth something, I guess.
There was a female laugh, too, which actually, on our show, that really rates.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd never think that we have two female listeners, I think, that are
right,
officially
one
listed in
the... Right, one chili and breaks her leg.
Right. And
what does the other one do? Oh, the other one was real nice, and her brow grew.
Right. And then the one that just wanted her son back from the church.
Okay, I guess we can count her. If all those gimme bobs, I don't know. I don't know if you can count the gimme bobs on the show. Like Buck Naked said, it's just, you know, gimme this, gimme that, gimme
right.
Bob. And it's a bit difficult. Oh, it looks like the baby's trying to erase the tapes again.
Yeah, well, it's doing real good, I think. It moved.
Oh.
Yes, it's moving again.
It doesn't have any legs. It just has a little power unit in the back there, like a motor drive. That's it. That's where the battery's going. Oh, that's the head. They can tell the exposure there.
No, that's where the Wardell eventually is installed.
Oh, yeah? Does Dodacker do that himself, or does the staff do that?
No, the staff does it.
Oh.
Actually,
but you get to meet Dodacker after it happens, right?
Yes, at the opera.
One purpose, to put an end to war.
Oh, that put an end to war.
Now you're asking a bit much, but I guess we could try.
Well,
still
we've got about 45 minutes.
I was going to say there's half the show left.
There is no superior.
We could put an end to war before that by 6 o'clock.
Not on this show.
I think we should put an end to origami and mime.
Who's that? What the? Oh, I thought I heard something. Just some kind of...
Hey, buddy, that's mom.
That's mom.
Give me what's mine.
Nothing new, perhaps. Oh. Then what is?
Well, hello, listeners. Just watching TV down here.
Yeah, that's it.
If you know of any good movies on, just call up 848-4425. Tell us which movies to watch here in the late night hour and which movies to make.
Come up in the ratings. Two callers in a night.
Yeah.
Well, we've also got this brain-activated voice over here, but I can't figure out how to get it started.
Yeah, at some point, the next DJ will call in and tell us...
He's not here.
...that he's not coming in.
He's somebody else, and
right.
Can we show him how to use the board or something?
Right, and how can they eat and stuff like that. And send breakfast up to KPFA.
Right, right, and pull these records for me.
And after the show, we're going over to Rebus Press for a party, so all of Berkeley's invited. That was last weekend, sorry.
I didn't really know the tape recorders were into that.
That was last weekend. You should have seen the parade they had for you. It was really amazing, but it wasn't really big enough for all of you.
Nice Bob.
Nice little baby Bob.
Nice Bob.
Oh, well, it was a tiny bald thing. Looked like an old businessman. No briefcase, though. No legs, either.
No, nothing.
And it kept writhing on the table during the show.
Baguette.
Yeah, the baguette, that's it.
I thought baguettes were very, very old female surfers.
Yeah, now they are.
They were young ones, too.
Well, we were all young ones, too.
One's too many.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
I think that you guys are getting boring.
Yes, I think it's finally reached that point of the show in which we're all babies.
It's finally happening. Everyone's running.
What's happening here?
Force them into little molds.
Yeah, force them into little molds. A mold's about 4 inches long.
Full of preconceived ideas, praise them for turning out
well. They have little horrible teeth, too.
There we go.
Hello? Is someone there? Little tiny brains.
This is the best of all
time. Coming from the outer world.
Pictures of the authority.
Why do you waste your time on this show?
What happens if we get to the outer world? That's boring.
Listen.
Yes.
What do you get out of this?
Listen.
Just waste precious time. Political arguments to be presented on this show.
Listen.
That's the rest of the day.
You got a live mic.
Here it is.
Okay. Listen to who?
Now what we're going to do is we're going to take this live mic and we're going to cut it open and gut it and eat it as it dies.
There it is.
I'll tell you what.
Another shot. Baby doing nothing.
Yes, tell us a wonderful story, Doctor. A wonderful little story that will scare us all and make our hearts run like jelly.
You know, they're all these people. They want to do things. During time, we should have important things like political discussions and debates about the more profound aspects of our
that
culture
happens all
and the
day
way
here.
That it's organized.
Yeah, and this is the nice
this
night.
This is a coffee break for people's brains.
Somebody fading in.
What's the matter? She's screaming about making the coffee. She says she's too young to even know what coffee is. She knows. I bet if you put the coffee grounds in her hand right now, she'd know what to do with them.
Believe me, that she can barely smoke a joint.
Well, let's... Here we go. Making the baby stand up again in the middle of the night.
Well, thanks a lot, she says.
Yeah, for putting
me on
the
show again. Yeah, I was almost asleep. Right, you had to put me back on the show.
Well, we could tell tales of Dobbstown and bring out some of the mythology that we have in the past few weeks. And I know a lot of you have wondered about Gregor and Green Hill and how much of that stuff is real.
And we're wondering, who is Palm Oil Frites? And how hot does it have to get before it cooks the show?
Is it crazy? You think I'd ever do that again?
No, I don't think you'd even do it once.
I thought the star in the star one.
Bacon, cabbage in the hot sun. I fought the slaw in the slaw one.
I fought
the slaw in the
Andy.
Slaw one.
Give me flings. Well, let's go to Spinky's after the show. What do you say?
I want to go to Pretz.
Krutz?
Pretz.
What do they serve?
Pretz. No, I don't want to go to Krutz.
Well, that place is great. They have,
You like it?
They have pancakes and peanut butter and red curry sauce. It's just wonderful.
Well, I ordered that. All I got was two tiny little pancakes and a bug.
Well, that's
the bug.
You must have ordered this part. Hold on, Spine. Wait a minute. Something's wrong with the station. I think it's broken, Gary.
I hope so. That means we'll get to eat earlier tonight.
Oh, I hope so.
And tomorrow morning when we wake up to do this show,
there's a prob with Bob, it says out here.
Oh, that was it. There's supposed to be no prob on this show.
I know. I don't understand it. But it says here there is a prob with Bob.
What's the prob?
Well, it seems to be the church.
It's a scary poster.
Yeah, this stupid religion's catching on faster than any of the people understood it would. And now they have to sell those little Smith dolls and the little Gary Bopham games. And the best you can. Well, of course.
Yeah, so
Rebus wants their check already. They've been bothering us all week for that.
They're not pretty nice, though. We have somebody knit them for us, and we put the little logo on.
Yeah, and send them off. And people don't understand that when we say your check's in the mail, we didn't mean check the mail.
It
meant your check is in the mail. It meant exactly what we meant.
The suspense is killing me.
Or meant. And stench and friends.
Well, speaking of mint and stench and all that kind of stuff, I detect a stench of a listener here.
Listener? Okay, you stink, listener. Let's go.
Hello?
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 How come baby cries?
How can we work
to Christ? How can a baby fry? About a third of a cup of oil. You'll need a lot to start off with.
And a big wok, actually.
Yeah, until they start going in their own juices.
Baby duck.
Baby duck, yeah. Well,
how cute, listener. You're going to join the little Jay here in a solemn bonding of minds. Go ahead.
Now, don't cry.
Yeah, she'll do that
for
you.
It won't last that long. Only another 37 minutes, and then you'll be able to
listen to the news. And
yes. And get down on your knees and thank Dobbs for this chance to be a baby again.
All over the board. And there is a new tiny religion. But the next religion doesn't bring in its own sound effects. It doesn't bring in a real ship when it needs a foghorn. It doesn't bring in a real tank when it needs a shot fired.
It doesn't bring in a 900-foot tie J.R. Bob Dobbs.
No, it doesn't. We do. If you could come down to the station right now, you wouldn't believe how much stuff is in this studio. But we bring it down here to fill the air with this.
Down here to fill the air with
this.
So pretty.
This is a recording.
This.
Yes, well, it's recording now. Right, you're on tape.
That's right. Dale, keep washing the dishes.
No, this is a splice.
Well, it looks like...
Well, was there something interesting or funny you had to tell us, Mr. Listener Public out there? Or did you just call up to... Well, you know what I mean.
David Rockefeller. Was at a champagne reception on the top floor of the Empire State Building.
Champagne reception?
No, it is open 7 days a week.
For this particular occasion, it had been moved to Chicago next to the lake for a change of view. It was not my usual milieu. I didn't know anyone. But I was in a good mood. And I like champagne. I'm sitting by the bartender minding my business, my champagne, when David Rockefeller comes over for another glass. And he steps on my foot. Excuse me, I say. But unless there's been some recent change of ownership. That's my foot you're standing on. Oh, pardon me, he says. I thought I was standing on my own 2 feet.
Rex.
The plastic. Not at all, I say. Well, I was certainly clumsy of me, wasn't it?
Didn't get it.
He picks up his left foot and he puts it in his mouth. Well, oh, don't apologize, I say. Listen, I hate to see you standing there with your foot in your mouth like that. I'd much rather put my foot in your mouth, and I take off my shoe.
To know
and stuff.
Look, I said I'm sorry.
But the truth is,
these words,
he doesn't mind.
Before you think.
Yes, the show is sweetened and sent out.
Thank you very much, listener.
My compliments to the cook,
frightening yet effective.
However, your inability to put on the show is not necessarily
like licorice.
You could blame Rockefeller.
Invertebrate.
You could blame Beaufam.
Remember, this is a time past.
Blame.
Things were
the little
different. There was a problem with Bob. There was a different time then. Glad you like it.
There we go.
You could blame the listener and say, you did it. You made
the
nasty buzz.
That's right.
You made that horrible buzz.
You wrecked the show with your terrible sound.
Well, we fought back with our own sound.
Yes. That's the amazing part. We could just run them off the air, but we don't.
See, you do it like that.
We could be mean, but we aren't.
That was
we're nice to the listeners.
That's the secret of the church. You do it like that.
We could play Kill the Caller.
And I hope
we
taped it, because that's all you get this week. The only time that you'll be introduced to the true secrets.
Yes. And what did David Rockefeller say after you removed the said shoe from his mandible area?
Said yes.
It is.
What else could he say?
How could he know more about this? What's your interest in
that deal?
Strictly that.
All you just have to say yes. Get on the show.
Words. I'm the man
see
to do
if you can find a real baby.
You'll get it from me.
Good. Then I suggest you
wonder, too, why you were a guest on the show. Yes, listener. You can be a guest on the show.
You were a guest on the show.
Yes, listener.
Anybody can be a guest on the show if you...
4425. And you could be on the little...
If you need to think that the show is better than it is, you think you can do a better job.
With your cute and wonderful voice.
You need to be on the show.
Right.
So go ahead and unfold the other part, the back part of the
brain. We'll let you prove you can do a better show.
We'll give you the show.
Die trying. Yes, caller.
We'll go to breakfast.
You can risk your own life on this show.
If you have a life. To risk.
What a mess.
Hey,
oh, no.
You're telling me.
Oh, no.
Only well, here's the first sacrificial victim here. These nervous incompetents what that I shall is it? Who are they and what do they have to say?
Okay, little thing.
Well, this is Palmer Fritos.
Well, hello, Palmer Fritos.
There it is.
Finally, huh?
I've been listening to the way you've been treating these second-class callers.
You're always talking about that caller liberation. Let's hear some.
Well, According to the script here, you're not supposed to get to that part for another 10 minutes.
Wait a minute.
What are you guys doing up this late anyway?
Wait a minute, let me check my script here. Towards the little Molo creature.
Here, listen to the beautiful music and go back to sleep.
Wait, we don't have Molo clearance for that music. I don't think you understand here. We can't just be doing anything on the show.
What?
There are reasons. There are symbols involved here.
No.
Powerful forces.
I'm not even sure I'm on the air. It's just like not having headphones. It's almost like not being in the studio. I can't believe it.
Yes. Don't you feel at home now?
Yes. I can hallucinate.
That's
all the usual people.
If you take each of your hands and put them over your ears and press real
hard. There's the wires that don't work.
And there's the board that's on fire.
And can you help me carry this show downstairs?
My girlfriend
wants to come pick it up.
Okay, here. Put it down next to the Casio.
Okay, here now.
Okay,
what about this Molo creature? Do you think it's real?
Yes. What do you think about the Molo creature?
More antibiotics.
Okay, go ahead. Administer the antibiotics and we'll see what happens.
Okay, bend over and roll up your sleeve.
Which sleeve?
Here, bring the little creature. Bring
the
little
creature
sleeve up here. Just for a moment. Just elicit one scream of terror from it. Not that Molo creature.
Oh.
Here it is, Reedies.
Here
the Molo creature.
Ready?
Well, it's about time. I was wondering when you were going to get to the sex portion of tonight's show.
This is it. Okay, we're waking up a sound effect just for you.
Here it comes.
Here it is
just about to dribble onto the microphone.
Yes, four
it's
grown.
It's not working.
Come on.
Come on, little Molo creature.
Five.
Mighty cold out here. I like being dead. Why did you wake me up?
We like it better when you're dead, too. Why don't you stay there?
Yes, five grown men trying to cue a Molo creature.
Okay.
And doing a better job than the
Please
creature itself.
Try to walk along that white line.
Okay, no.
Yeah.
Hold my fingers to my nose, will
we? Okay, yeah. We're just going to take a little blood sample here.
A little slack sample, too. Would you just scrape a little slack off that?
Off his gums there?
Yeah, off his gums.
Put him in the petri dish.
Honk if I'm a subgenius.
Here it is.
Aww. What a cute baby.
We got the sound effect going.
Here it comes.
Look,
ready?
It soiled itself. Oh, look, it's all over the... Oh, my.
Okay, let the sound creature go back to sleep.
Okay, yeah, we like
the sound creature.
Thank you.
All right, back to Dr. Vreedy's. Now tell us,
no time for that.
Did you meet that special person last night at the all-night Dobbs Hop?
No, I'm afraid not. In fact, according to the schedule, one of you guys should be losing yet another close friend sometime within the next 6 hours.
Yeah, that's the guest tonight.
That's you, isn't it?
Huh.
Yeah, look on there. It says, It says,
Vreedy's dies, friends throwaway drawings.
Yeah, it could be me.
Says right here in my script.
Could be.
Carried in a suitcase, too. That's the bad part.
Thanks for calling before we become enemies.
Suitcase disease.
Yes, he had the suitcase disease. Made it screw his own coffin. It was sort of like a chitinous.
Yeah, I got one toe. It's all swelled up and red. It's oozing out a little slack there around the edges of the nail.
The nails? The toenails? Oh, yes.
By 6 o'clock, you'll be good.
I hope so.
Oh, well.
At least I'm good.
You can't hear any of us, but you can hear the sound effects, right?
At least I'm not dying as fast as the show.
I think I'm right there.
No, you aren't. But just remember to tell your parents about the $350, right?
It's a nut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you'll get it back. Sure.
Do you mind?
As sure as I'm on the show.
That's right.
I've got to get out of here.
Well, I've killed that part of the show, too.
All right, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Thank you, caller.
Molo. Wait, who is this jerk?
Wait a minute.
I don't even know this guy's name. He's trying to kick me off my own show.
Jesus.
Your show. This is my show.
Me.
Listen.
All right. Bob show.
Listen.
Your boyfriend?
More yelling. More piling on to me.
Yeah, not even close.
Throw that imposter out.
No.
He owns the show.
He's just a half Nelson.
No,
that's Jim Prosciutto.
No.
You remember that guy?
You remember Jim Prosciutto.
Oh, Jim Prosciutto.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to live with the Melons, right?
That's right.
Yes,
Andrew
and Rocky. Melon.
Italians are okay, I guess.
The Melon creatures. I didn't think anybody would bring up the Melon creatures.
Think of one.
Yeah, well, they live next to the Molo creatures.
Next door to the Molo creatures.
Yeah, but when the Melon's house burned down, the Molo's all melted.
Oh, yeah, what happened to the Prosciutto's?
Oh, the Prosciutto's away. You know, they kept their money in a cigar box.
A little bit
sweet,
you know.
Really pull it out of the fire.
You scrape it off, you put the parsley on the side, and you serve it.
Yes.
You serve the Molo creature like that?
You serve the Molo creature.
Sure.
Right? Well, I marry him, but
first you got to take all the feathers off the Molo creature.
I don't know. I serve only one.
It's rough on us.
And it ain't Molo.
You know, I had a Molo creature once. I kept it tied up in my
waiter, can we have our check?
Okay, yeah. That's not a waiter.
Well, that's not a check. It's an act. It must be the exorcist.
No, they don't exist.
Exist this way, please.
Yes. So what makes you so awake at this time of night, listener?
It's just the jolly good fun. It woke me up from across the room, even though the radio wasn't turned on.
Hey,
hey,
the show's all here.
Yeah, you can just feel
everybody's
it.
Sleepy,
yeah,
just, nobody
just
is creepy.
Feel those.
Yeah, the show's all here. Why don't you go back to sleep now?
Hey, you never thought we'd have a live Mahler
picture
on this show, did you?
Oh, well, it was worth a try. I mean, you know, do you own the show? Who owns the show now, by the way?
Yeah, whose show is it? Is it yours, mine, or does it belong to Mr.
And what about that police suppression? The media.
Yeah, I think they should. I like it when it's nice and media.
The thing people misunderstand about the media is it's all true.
It is all true?
Of course it's all true.
All that stuff that you read in the newspapers is actually true. And all this time,
you
guys
think
this stuff is a bunch of lies, but in fact,
it's all lies.
It's all real.
Without truth, you can't have lies.
Well, which,
I can't believe
it. Which is more true, the print or the film media? Or the tape media?
They're all true, especially movies.
No, I don't think you can believe a thing you hear on radio.
A thing. A thing. Yeah, I heard a thing on radio. Do I believe it or don't I believe it?
Well, you're a fine one to talk.
Religious depression.
Or we can help build an empire.
Wait, what?
An empire
the chief radio station.
This is the film of Bob. No use trying to run this guy through the PSE.
And what is wrong with you?
Well, he knows the truth. He's looking in the mirror. He knows the truth. And this is a cheap call.
Yeah.
And this baby was cheap.
It's all cheap. Right. I'm really only downstairs, and you guys won't let me in.
No way.
I don't get a phone booth on Shattuck Avenue.
Are you the guy with the next religion that comes in at 6?
That's me, the one with the big glowing red toe.
Listen, well, we want to keep you down there with that little box, and then keep asking for that spare change, because that's how we get supported. So you hang out there. There'll be people showing up pretty soon.
You get to keep half, wink, wink.
I only get half, wink, wink.
Well, that's just the way it is early in the morning. Half wink show.
No thanks at all. Half wink. That was it. Now, too many half winks and not enough full winks.
Now, what I want you to do is get a piece of really thick, clear plastic, and I want you to put it over your radio and draw the pictures you see on the radio with the
violas.
Okay, yeah, and use a big pencil.
How many colors?
Comes on the radio, I want you to draw a picture of him.
Him?
Winky Dink.
Winky Dink was a him.
Oh, man. Winky Dink.
That's a shoe bell, right?
You can't believe that. It's come to this, Winky Dink.
Just because you don't have any girlfriends and you have to stay up all night, you have anything better to do.
Girlfriends, why
bother everybody on the radio?
It's almost dawn.
Dawn?
Yeah, the moon's out there and everything.
So you finally got to go out with Dawn.
Yeah, well, she was fun, too.
Well,
here she is.
I don't think I've ever seen such an amateur.
Yeah, you can see her there, falling down the stairs.
In fact, it's a small
don't worry, she'll land on Winky Dink and everything will be okay.
Disaster hasn't fatally contaminated.
Shut up.
Oh, okay.
Much better if we interrupt.
He always gets violent this part of the show. It's just he's tired and he hasn't slept.
Yeah, everybody gets cranky.
Yeah, toward the end of the show, everybody starts going wham, wham, wham.
Except the little sleeping Mahler creature.
Yeah, the Mahler creature knows what to do. If the show's bad, you just go back to sleep. That's the whole thing. You see, we have the secrets on the show. You might have to figure yourself out, but you won't have to figure this show out.
So what's the show about anyway?
UFOs.
Yeah,
it's always about UFOs. Remember, we're going to talk about UFOs.
So there's a guy in the back here building one. So do you have any design ideas that we could use and not pay you for?
Yeah, I've got a little bit of the new novel here. The Death of Nini.
And in the circumstances, my friend, I would say
we covered that about a quarter after five. But go ahead and use the death part, but don't use the name part.
Oh.
Yeah, Death of Reedy. That's what the book I'm writing. The suitcase got bigger and bigger.
And I'm writing.
Oh, yeah.
That's the key.
Here's the test.
And I'm writing The Death of Gabofam. And Donald's writing the death of his
okay,
classic.
Okay, here's the test. You ready?
Okay.
Everybody get out their pencils?
I've got my pencil.
Okay, don't use a pen.
Is this a test?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not ready, Mr.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay.
There it is.
You are involved with a religious cult. It started out as a joke at first, but soon became serious.
Type this up, okay.
As thousands of pathetic individuals began to cling to you and your friends for support and comfort. The head of your cult is not even real. You and your friends have made him up, but nobody around you seems to believe it. More and more people seem to join your cult every day, but you never seem to have any money.
Lies.
Your friends promise riches and wealth for any who join, and their recruits demand their dues from you, even though you have no idea who any of them are or what they are like. You go to a lawyer to seek protection for your joke, but are informed instead that now you have an obligation to deliver on all the promises your friends made or face fraud charges. Just about the same time that the Internal Revenue Service notices you and wants to know about the finances of your cult. You are driving to the post office box in a distraught state of mind.
Yeah, I don't know.
To pick up even more applications, you are not paying attention when the man steps out from between two parked cars. Just before you hit him, you notice, or seem to think you notice, that the man looks just like the fictional figurehead of your church. You feel the car run over the person. What do you do?
I laugh and laugh and laugh. I'm happy all the way to the bank. And I take the checks that he had to cash them in.
That's why
I run out and buy so many tape recorders that nobody can take them.
They have to force me to.
There'll just be too many of them. Too many to carry.
I have some crop.
Oh, the front.
And then
that's
I see if the guy had a wallet on him before I drive
then,
away.
Then a wallet, yeah,
is
a wallet.
Is he an optometrist?
And then a Subdini.
He's not an optometrist.
Is he an optometrist? One of those guys that's always happy.
He's a doctor.
Oh, a doctor. He's always sad.
Lawyer. I mean, Dobbs does have his lawyers.
No, the lawyers are always rich and the doctors are always sad.
Oh.
Well, thank you, Dr. Freeman, for trying to resurrect the show, but it's of no hope.
I'm trying to hold the show up up here.
All by yourself. Yeah, he stood there. He valiantly tried to hold
the show. Look, his show fell down. Get him a towel.
Oh, look out!
Here comes.
Oh, the show's falling to the ground. We've got to fix the altimeter.
Trying to pump up
the
altimeter.
What about the attitude meter?
Get it
was
up
already
there.
Separated. He clipped it. Well,
the show is coming up.
Give me one more brick and I'll just put it in
my show.
What show?
It's just coming.
Man, this show and all I do is talk about the show. I don't understand.
Get that show up.
What? Give that Reedy's up.
No, the Reedy's is still there.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
I can tell.
He's getting
stench him from
upper.
Here.
Yeah, he's desperate now. He's turning on the radio there. He's waking up Becky. He doesn't care about any of the listeners next door to him or the listeners that live above him or below him. Or the
a bunch of you-know-whats anyway. And then say thank you. In six languages.
I don't want you to know about it.
Yeah, well, Bob doesn't want us to know about any of this stuff, but it's too late. By the way, don't buy the book. You're being fooled by a computer plant.
Yeah, you didn't draw anything in that book. Don't worry about it. We'd get you a copy, but it's not real.
If you have half a brain in your head, don't buy the book.
Sure, that heck of a way to start that morning, isn't it?
Yeah. Just kidding. I'll get the tape fixed here. Just a minute. I'll splice it up.
There.
I'm sure we can get out of here somehow.
Don't worry. The food monsters will be here soon.
That's all I'm worried about. How do they get the pancakes made in time?
In the coffee?
Yeah, I just stab myself a big Niji rum so I can put some real in. Bob is a
good man. What are you talking about?
I got a group of Czech and Portuguese captives here in my bedroom.
Oh, well, we use Brazilians.
He's Brazilian.
Yeah,
Bolivians.
I got him tied up, and I got my vibrator with Bob's picture on the end.
Here we go.
I'm ready to go to it.
Pipe-shaped vibrator? Yes.
Bob vibrator.
What are you doing now with your Bolivians?
I'm taking my Bolivians and showing them that I'm a culinary masochist.
You turn the right knobs. I mean,
cutting them up into 4th of July parts.
I remember there was some song about that. It hurts to be a lunch or something like that.
You guys are going
to
get no callers when the phone rates go up.
I know. Isn't it great?
Well, we've got two right now, so we're going to have to say goodbye to you.
No, the phone rate. We'll put you on hold, but the phone rates go down for this show. Now, hold on. We'll be right back.
Well, hello, other superior caller.
Yes, I'll say.
Oh, yeah, well, you know.
Oh, you're the
We thought maybe you fell asleep. I wanted to go say hi to Becky, but...
No, I'm afraid your engineer turned down my voice and this then punched me out of existence.
Yeah, just like the show.
Well, we paid him to do that.
That's right.
You think
computer
paid for just sitting here?
The computer will pick out the most effective and stupid of the callers and put them on immediately, just like the most effective and stupid.
So that's why you're here, sir, and thank you.
No, I don't think you guys are getting the point of structural analysis here.
We noticed that after the wings fell off the show
behavior
and landed in the dirt.
Look, at the top of your radio pyramid, there's the fundamental norm.
Norm? What does she have to do
with
this?
That's the source of your guys' legitimacy as a whole. In particular, of your whole nighttime constitution.
Thank you very much for your
information. I think he's right.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah,
what's the daytime constitution?
Bob ought to agree to a step-by-step removal of his troops from Dobbstown.
Then what would he do for a job?
What happened there?
What would Bob do?
Fancy caller.
Well, we lost him, Mr. Vreese. You'll have to call back.
Who will?
There he is. The other Ed Reed is appearing. Here before us.
Coming in from the other side.
All right, you guys, pull out your pants and get up against that wall. All right, the AIDS inspection.
Hey, we did that last week.
Yeah.
We had that parade and everything, and I don't know. Come on, you know, this week is sailing week. Listen, we did that last week. I told you. The pants trick only comes once a month.
Well, I don't know what the AI part stands for. The DS is the Doug Smith part of the disease.
AI, that's the sound you make after you get it.
You're close to getting
AI.
Mallow Jones.
They never send you the check.
I didn't get a check.
Don't worry. I didn't get a check.
But I got a copy of some book.
Gary, I just figured something out.
What?
Mallow Smith was that girl that was on That Grub, right? Or that's
That Grub, yeah.
That Grub.
That's the story about the bug that goes to the city and tries to become a fly.
Right. And her dad's a restaurant owner.
Yeah, that's it.
Mallow Jones. Pizza. Lives on pizza? Lives on a pizza.
A pizza,
$15 pizza up there.
Oh, I lived on a piece of land. I lived on a piece of land.
Yeah, well, Guam. Well, let's go on to the next subject, okay?
I was supposed to get a piece of the book, but I guess not.
Yeah, well, I'm just a superior caller, so what do you want?
Oh, I thought you were the union caller.
I'm just a superior caller.
Are you the union caller or the superior?
I thought you were from a temporary caller agency.
Wait a minute.
Now that we have to call up the agencies to get actually, we do have to
hold on there, superior caller.
This time of night.
What happened?
Hello? Yes.
Yes.
What happened?
You tried to get rid of me.
I was too easy.
Yeah.
No, we didn't try to get rid of you.
No.
We're keeping you for later.
You know, think I'm not a superior caller.
No, you're not.
Get rid of
me. Oh, I see.
That's okay. I'm not a superior guest either. I haven't said anything.
Right.
You must be the dejected caller.
Dejected caller. I ran backwards in the parade last week, you know, and nobody came after me.
Okay, no, but
can't get
on my mind. Well, yeah, we're all afraid to get rid of their AIDS on me.
Yeah, right. I mean, once you have it, you really want to keep it. You don't want to be giving that stuff around.
Right.
Easy.
California guy with lemonade.
Right.
What are you talking about?
The prophecy on the Fire Sign Theater album. Remember, touch me, you know, throw your clothes out of the taxi. And it was on the first side and the second side. It's at the beginning and the end of the album.
Right. Who is that other caller? It sounds like some friend of yours or something.
No, he's no friend of ours.
Yes,
are you
we're
kidding?
Still here.
No, he just speaks the same language. He read the book enough times that he can actually speak book now.
Redial the phone.
Huh?
Not you, the other...
The other
caller, you know? The other.
Hello, caller. Please call back.
Yes, we've got a Smurfin girl here for you.
I mean...
Are you a friend of ours?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know all those old guys. Petronius,
Yeah.
Yeah, Smart,
Maker, yeah. One from Pizza.
Blubbo.
Okay, hold on, Blubbo. Good morning. You got the chili ready?
No, but your shoe is falling down again. If you push the red button.
The red button?
The red button? The one that to self-destruct? Is that the button we're supposed to push?
No, that's the small button. You want to push the large.
Yeah, but see, you were on the show.
That'll make the station blow up.
Yeah, and you were on the show, so you know which button to push, but I never get to be on the show, so I always get confused.
Right.
Well, I don't get to be on the show very often, but I do know which button to push.
If
you push that large red button, it'll be okay, and you have to pray while you push the button.
Oh, Bob, give me money, give me dough, give me sex, give me pills, give me Bob, 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 give me Bob.
How's that?
Oh, we forgot to press the button.
Yeah.
Jesus. All right, take it from the top again.
Let's start the show over again.
Okay, give me pills, give me pills, give me Bob, 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 give me Bob.
Okay, now push it. How's the show? Better?
It's picking up. It's picking up.
By the way, I wanted to offer you an invitation to return to the show anytime.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay, come on down some Saturday morning, and we'll go through
keep it clean.
We'll go through that AccuBeating exercise again.
We've got bigger needles this time.
Yeah, bigger needles and more eyebrow hairs.
Bigger vreedles, too.
Vreedles?
Right. Yeah, we get your own vreedles for you. Well, Mel Allen, a sportscaster. Right.
We do acupuncture with knitting needles.
There's your blank, but nothing happens. You got a fire
Well, okay.
Caller, he is not.
Actually, he isn't, but he is knitting his brow right now.
Right
on the other line.
See, you get more. The female callers get more time.
Knit one, pearl two. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
More time,
right. Since there's more of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you love Dobbs more than you love life itself? Dobbs, Bob Dobbs, J.R. Bob Dobbs.
You can never learn.
And do you love little Gabrug, Fran?
You just pick and it'll get so heavy.
Oh, okay, you pass. You'll live till the next show.
Back to the knee show.
Well, we've got many other callers here.
Many other callers.
Flopping like little beached whales.
Yeah, let's take another one of these.
We'll just hold the
line.
Yeah,
you just
held
our number, that little Smurf girl.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's a little Smurf.
Why do you think I invited her back on the show? That's one of the truths.
Kitty, kitty.
The
timetables and banks.
The positions we use are secrets. I can only tell you that she enjoyed it thoroughly and will return.
Yes.
To what?
To happiness, to Dobbs, to the blinking lights in the red and blue, green LEDs that you buy the stereo for. Don't buy your stereo for its performance. Buy it for the keen lights in the front. That's all you want a stereo for, to impress your friends. Mm-hmm. So you come over and...
Oh, yeah, I like driving
your
stereo around the living room.
Put them in your mouth and turn the volume way up.
Yeah, we've done that.
Yes.
Put them in all the orifices of your body.
All the LED
orifice? Right. We used to eat at that place.
You're listening to KPFA, but you should know that KPFA is one of five Pacifica stations in major markets: New York, LA, the Bay Area, Houston, and Washington, D.C. And as if that weren't enough, we have over 200 affiliate community stations all over the country. A big nonprofit needs big people to run it. People with vision, people who can think ahead, people who care about where we're going. KPFA needs people like that on our governing board. Maybe that's you. Take a look at elections.pacifica.org and see if you want to help KPFA keep growing to the powerful voice you already know it is. KPFA needs you. The Bay Area needs KPFA. Elections.pacifica.org. Why not right now? Elections.pacifica.org.
lettucey.
It happens all the time like this. That one person will be right there. And she was just crying. All right. We were getting ready to sing. All right. I hadn't even got the words out. She was already in it. And her eye, she was not too far away, but I just had to tell her to come here. And I held her hand and sang. And I said, see, I had a bad day. I've been performing and I got it all out. And I forget what I do. See, you better remember.
Right.
This is why you're doing it. You belong here to do this. This is your calling, is to ignite something in people, to make them, let them know that they belong too. It's bigger than me. It always has been bigger than me. Mm.
KPFA, storytelling for social change.
Mm-mm. This is KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, and 88.1 KFCF in Fresno.
We used to eat at that place. The Orifice Dorifice was over at Vines.
Fill up the Orifice.
Really good dinners. About 3:40. He was
lots
like Kung Pao planes.
You know?
Yeah, we know. We know.
Coming up, Mike. From the bottom. What is Subgenie's going to do for 4th of July?
Go up the Wazoo River.
Go up the Wazoo River, huh? That's across the big bridge.
To the bridge of towels. Right. You saw those guys jumping into the river with their suitcases, right? Trying to leave the Wazoo.
But the suitcases just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, and they fill up with slack. That's about it. Everybody keeps trying to put more slack from the hotel in their suitcase and leave.
I heard you guys had copies of the secret
Carter
paper.
Yeah, we did.
Bruce is how he makes the pills.
Yeah, and Bruce is going to L.A. tomorrow. So
I mean, that's my kitchen a mess, by the way.
Yeah, so you missed it. I mean, the Carter will be back on Thursday with the paper, so.
He's gonna bump the Casio. Huh?
Yeah, he just doesn't have anything to put
he's
in
the
paper.
He's gonna kill the Casio, man.
He's gonna kill it, huh?
Yes, kill the Casio. Kill the Casio. Kill the Casio. Okay, so what do you think?
Yes, are you still here?
Come on, wake up, wake up.
I think she's gone to the bathroom.
Well, what about Vries? I see his lights on.
Okay, well, let's hold on. Go back to the editor. It's the dead caller. Good morning.
Come on.
Okay, we'll wait for
you. Back to me again. Yeah. Nobody will call you up.
Left. What
you
can
got
we
one
you?
Woman and one super caller, and nobody else will call you up.
Except you. What's the matter with you, huh?
You're our entire audience.
I'm the intergalactic president of the Insomniac Society.
And to the tens and tens of you that couldn't call up, sorry about your fingers.
Oh, yeah, my fingers got burned on the dialing tonight.
Yeah, well, that happened.
Every time I touched a little star, I get you guys.
Five or six other people lost fingernails tonight because they were calling and not authorized.
Right.
And now somebody else
is calling. Hot oil and they came right off.
The thumping you hear is really worth it. The extraneous sound really does lead to a better show sooner or later.
Right, the little thumping.
And what is it? Superior caller.
The caller that's so close to the station that he wiped out everything.
Is that the superior caller or me?
That was one of the superior callers, I'm afraid.
Superior caller or me?
Yeah, that was one of the superior callers.
One of the supreme callers, yes.
He was initiated into the Bob consciousness by calling you up.
Okay, eat some more oatmeal.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, what show is this?
Oh, this is the Soul Show.
The Soul Show?
Toll Show.
People are on this
Would you pay us now for the show?
No, I'll pay the phone company. Hey,
okay.
That's the risk you guys are on right now?
This is the Church of the Subgenius.
That's right.
Radio Hour.
This is
more than an hour.
Risk
the show is over. And you are the bomb, right?
Check out whether you guys qualify to be Subgenius or Sub-Sub. Check this out.
We're Sub-Sub.
Yes, we're Sub-Set of the Church.
The colors in the
colors. In the system?
The notes of the scale.
In the nose?
Yes.
Scales?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, you can go get one of those Mattel toy guitars, and they have all of the secrets of the universe explained right there. They tie up colors and chords on one little instrument, and you really don't need college or a job or anything after you buy one of those. But we're trying to keep that secret, so don't tell anybody, okay? That's the only reason we can talk about it on this show. Yeah, it's basically the same. Okay, don't go away, all right? He's still there?
Back again.
Yes, hold on just a minute. Okay. Aren't those neat sounds?
Sure they are.
Yeah. Okay. You're sure they are?
Are you the guy that's taking your wallet in?
You're still there?
Did you get my wallet or did you get my petition? You didn't get the petition?
Yeah, we turned it down, actually.
We turned it down.
We're really too interested.
But you can begin to live indoors again if you wish.
Oh, they don't give you your mail over there, huh?
Yeah.
Did you get the tape recorder we sent you?
Lots of callers right now.
Right here next to my Nakamichi Dragon.
Actually, yes. So we received it and we're thankful and I forgot to bring it.
Bring it next week. Read the petition.
It was up on the bulletin board, but I took it down to Xerox.
Okay. We have our next caller here.
Can you bring the notes real quick?
We're going to give you the
extra hours. Dying to get on the show. Help us wake up. Let's bring this new caller in.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, hello.
Hey, hey,
hello.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hello.
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 Here.
Hello.
Here.
Hello.
Good morning.
New call.
Pain and fear and misery and sickness and
death. It's you again?
And a headache, yeah. And a last all night ache and a suitcase that you can pack anything in.
A young woman chased me away.
Oh, good.
She's awake at 5:30 in the morning. Doesn't mean everybody else is.
Yeah, well, she's coming down
here.
Well,
she's a girl, remember?
She was the girl that you were supposed to be.
You were supposed to be right on her.
She was
going to
be with you tonight, but instead she called us and she's going to be down here at 6.
Dragging the show down.
Yeah, I think it's
Dragon.
Hold on,
hold on.
Sorry, Dragon. Okay, good
morning.
Yes, what the
hell's so funny about that?
Can you speak up a little bit? I can't understand what you're saying. I think you're already a member. Hold on. Good morning.
It's me again.
No, not you again.
Can you help us get the clock?
Excuse me. I didn't understand what you were saying.
Hey, you know there's four sugars in your DNA hole. You know that's what makes up your
I don't have a DNA hole.
Yeah, no.
I can't say that.
DNA
hole?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I'm talking about the sports center.
You can get a brush to clean the hole with.
There's four sugars in pure form. All four of them.
In all pure form? All four of them?
Yeah.
Down at Smurf City?
Yeah. Yeah, they sell them there, and they come in boxes.
They come all plastic wrapped too, so they're all clean.
They've been tampered with.
A little dusty.
Thanks, Mom. No much.
Yeah, right. Okay, see you later.
Okay, well, hello? Good morning, and how did you do it?
Oh, it was easy. We just went right through the wall.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what did you find out?
What was on the other side? Yeah. Oh, you took the kids right onto the other side of the wall, did you take?
And the woman you met at the bar?
No, dead now.
The woman that you met in the bar that had heard the show is in that apartment now,
in the suitcase.
Right.
Yeah. And we're expecting the police soon.
I think they've got the show surrounded.
We can tell the sun's coming up, and soon they'll have to go back in their radio coffins.
Yes.
Oh, no. You mean they're going to be putting us away?
Yes, we draw near the
is that why this guy's cleaning up the studio? He's putting us all away, and we're going to get put on the shelf
almost time
for another week, and we're just going to sit there, and we're going to look at all these geeks performing tasks and everything for a week. And then they're going to pull us off the shelf a week from...
Next week.
Next week.
And then the following week.
And we will come back down.
Except for the last week of the month, somebody said.
So I guess it's time to do the
commercial.
Tells us.
Yeah.
Don't buy the book. It's not real. It's a counterfeit book. Please do not buy the book of the subgenius.
Yeah, that's true. You're being fooled by a computer printout. What can I say?
How can we do the credit?
He's been fooled, and the little Molo creature's come alive to say goodnight to you.
Pinch it again.
That was it. I think that was the end of the sacrifice. Oh, thank you, Molo creature. I hope you clean that up.
Well, let's hear it for the Molo creature.
Yes, let's hear it. Yes, it's happy now.
Yes.
Well, let's tie it up into its little package and begin to try to get it back into the mailbox.
Radio descent.
How much more time do we have left before I can get a cup of coffee? Come on, you guys. Tell me the
truth.
2 minutes?
A couple of weeks, I think. It's a flight back. Takes a while.
Yes.
Yes, Molo creature, yes. Push it out. Push out the tube. Palmer's with the Molo creature now. What a holy event. They are as one.
I hope you enjoy this, Palmer, because it's for you. Just pick it up here at the station after the show.
Well, with Palmer expiring at the end, this is Puzzling Evidence saying good evening. For Mobius Rex, Gary Bofam, Don, Little Tiny Jay, we'd like to thank Rebus Preston for half of them coming in and finding themselves useless and now throwing themselves out the window.
So we'll see you next week when the Sardini Radio Hour once again drags itself across.
Good morning, and welcome to the real show.
And now, Moe once had it. Rex, like this.
I want you to feel that slack flowing out of the speakers and into your cerebral cortex, massaging you with healing, stinging waves of Bob-given slack. It's coating you like Bactine with aloe vera gel. Dear friend, if you're a subgenius, you know what it is to be a spy. You know what it is to have your life on the line every time you say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing and get found out that you're not one of them. So come on, let's slide into our trench coats, pull our slouch hats down low over our Ray-Bans, and slip into spy versus spy mode. Let's go to it. And if you're caught or captured, this secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
Capital punishment or amateur capital punishment?
Where amateur capital punishment or kill me.
Do you think, Capitals ought to be punished, Dr. Gabrogram?
Not as much, but I guess it's a start.
Well, you can always get your parents to call in.
Miniature Puterine reproductions authenticated by the World Court at The Hague and sent to you in moisture-resistant styrofoam chest of the front door letter slots of the subgenius 36 most beloved characters.
Don't blow into the microphone, young man, if you wish to receive a beautiful Hummel figurine which revolves on its ceramic base and plays the immortal Lara theme from Dr. Zhivago.
Yes, a special blue ribbon advisory panel will ensure that the Foundation's Council certificated and inscribed insignias approved by Dobbs, Master of Heralds, before the application deadline.
No, wait. Explain something to the potential guest on the show.
Well, we are the potential guests, so wait a minute. What we've got to do is concentrate on the potential guests, and you can stay with us for right now. Now, Doctor, I think we should return to the basic finances of the church and just who owns the church and what we can do with what's left of the church.
Right. Ivan Stang no longer owns the church. Bob still has the foundation, but we've got papers on that.
All right, hold on here. Hold on. Wait a minute. What we also can talk about, of course, is what we can do with the church now that what's left is still here and breathing.
Well, we could give it away, or we could just let someone take the church.
See, what
for
I think is people don't realize that the church takes two rooms to keep and grow in your house.
At least
and,
two.
And the maintenance involved takes up most of the week anyway.
And it does not run on unleaded, I'm sorry. So,
made a big noise about
calling in and say you want the church if you don't have at least two good-sized rooms in your house. Yes, at least two good-sized rooms and a lot of money.
And a lot of...
And neighbors that don't mind Wotan showing up in the middle of the night.
Right, and you need stamps and gummage.
Get the idea?
Or kill me! Or kill me! Now!
And the guy, it got to the point where the guy he was bothering pulled out a .32 and let him have it. And at which point, the bullet hit him square in the chest and went through his lung and came out his back. But instead of falling on the ground, he walked back in the bar and ordered a drink.
Get the idea?
Or kill me! Now! Now! Let's have a body count. Let's have a body count. None dead. It's a miracle, friends. It's a miracle of Bob. Praise Bob. Praise Bob. Praise Bob. Praise Bob.
Bob's Slack Time Funhouse may contain material that is offensive to some listeners. Any reference to religion, Bob, or the Church of the Subgenius is intended only as parody, satire, and entertainment. Listeners are advised that these programs do not reflect the views of this radio station, WREK Atlanta, its employees, or that of Georgia Tech.
What a day it's been. Oh, we've got a fabulous guest tonight. Let me get some nice ambiance. Yeah, as usual, I don't know what's going on. But I'm so happy to hear things like that. Yeah, I'm the one with the sad tale you just heard on the hour slap there. I hope you haven't had just too much Reverend Susie the Floozy here. I'm their priestess with a leastess, your polymorphously perverse prayer partner and squeak toy. And oh dear listeners, lend me all three ears tonight. Just pry the front of your speaker off, stick your head in the big cone, and turn the little red dial up to 11. You'll thank me for it. So listen up, you pink little weasels, and listen good. You're going to be hearing up close and oh so personal one of the iconic podium ground floor figureheads of the mighty Church of the Subgenius, a man who's come to read your beads in ways I can't. Oh, yeah, we're double-teaming you tonight, and the streets will run with slack. Yeah, there's two cooks in Bob's kitchen, and we're serving up a heap of spoiled broth. But it wouldn't be the same if I didn't tease you a little, would it? Let's get to some current events while you're twisting your loose little sockets. Yeah, it's been lousy with losers lately on Beat the Reaper. Jackie O obituaries were all over the airwaves yesterday. Funny, but she had been at the same Cedars of Satan hospital that hosted Dick Nixon at the same time. Just try not to read something into that. Yeah, looks like Cthulhu was calling in some outstanding debts at the same time, if you know what I mean. I don't know what Cthulhu's connection was with Teflon King Roy Plunkett. At the age of 68, the DuPont chem is credited with the discovery of polytetrachloroethylene resin, also known as Teflon, died last year. But although the cycle of death winds on, life, what's left of it, goes on. Yeah, there's someone one airplane closer to taxiing down the last runway. Oh, it's May 21st, now we're damn near close to it. A time to pay tribute to an iconic figure in the contemporary wasteland is celebrating his 42nd birthday today. Yeah, born in 1952, I'm talking Mr. T. T, oh please, baby, huh? Oh, that's so much fun. Let's see here. Let's get some ambiance up and the headphones on. And oh, I'm cooking with gas now. Oh, well, if you sit down and shut up, Mr. T, you can stick around and be our short duration personal savior tonight. But now it's time for the gloves to come off of this man's stark fist here across the soundboard from me. Since the passage of the Greg Brady bill, I couldn't lay in a stock of the usual party favors for our next guest appearance here on WREK Atlanta, but, oh, I'm setting out a spread of tea and strumpets for this man of Bob. I'm not the only one on the North American subcontinent who does a Kukla Gabroke Fran and Ollie show. There are other prophets of prophets out there spewing in the ether. Oh, you've heard them on the hour of slack and picked them up on your fillings when the sunspots aren't quite so painful. Oh, but this Overman has been wailing for Bob in the techno wilderness for over a decade now. Oh, it is my intense, almost painful pleasure to introduce a special guest tonight, all the way from the left coast, my friend Mr. D. Atwood Wellman, a.k.a. Puzzling Evidence himself. Puzz Ev, on behalf of WREK Atlanta and the Atlanta chapter and subsections of the Church of the Subgenius, I welcome you to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse.
Ah, it's always nice to be back here in beautiful Atlanta.
Oh.
That's my radio voice. I use that all the time when I want to hear it professionally in Berkeley, California.
Well, use whatever voice, whatever form your amorphously shifting body is taking. Just go with it. Channel.
It is always nice to... What kind of metropolitan area is this? What do I call this place? I mean, this isn't the Bay Area. There's no bay around here.
Oh, at the moon. Only at the moon. Well, with D. Atman, this is just so momentous.
Uh-oh, picture time.
Excuse me if I gush. Sorry. Are those boots expensive?
Okay, there we go. Yeah, it's all better now.
Oh, yeah, we've arranged a special reception for Reverend Ivan Stang when he comes to Dragon Con.
This
July 15th through 17th. Oh, we're going to have that comet hit Jupiter on the 16th just to celebrate his arrival. But
yeah.
Well, that's because we had some advance notice to line that up. You called me up out of the blue just last week to announce your impending visit, so the most I could pull out was that short force 10 hurricane that wiped out the hot and spicy food festival this afternoon.
Was that fine or what, folks?
Day of the locust in the hangar. It was fabulous.
Knocked the power out all across the city. And, yeah, we were worried about flying objects piercing our brains. Out there with the Navy folks running around squawking on radio telephones. Felt right at home with the freezing masses in the hangar waiting for the buses to take us to the alien feed lot.
Oh, yeah, for that Zyklon B enema.
We weren't chosen, though, because we had the show to do tonight. But I saw a whole busload of families disappear on the way to, well, a better fate than you can ask.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, give me some warning next time so I can at least serve up a plague of locusts or something. I'd hate for it to get out over there on the other side of the country that the flu's here's a poor hostess.
Oh, no, no, no.
Well, what do you think of our fair city?
What
so
a beautiful
far?
City it is. What a modern city it is, too. Walking the streets, I had to hike all the way to the station. It was a peaceful and beautiful foggy night out here with a full moon. Well, half the moon. It's full where I come from. We get that time a little bit ahead of you. Wow. And so you still got a half moon back here, so I get to see it again here on the right coast, the left coast. Where am I?
Oh, and we're so happy to see your moon, too, Pug.
We've been on tour with the book, the upcoming book, publicity tour. Scary in here. And, well, I want you to look at that book. It's a scary cover. Bob burns up on the cover. I was explaining what you want to do is put the two books together. And the nice book with the cloudy, fluffy Bob on one side, and then you put the spooky, scary, burning up Bob on the other side. It almost makes up for you not having a show.
Oh, and speaking of not having a show, that was the last KNON hour of slack that we heard tonight. Oh, yeah.
Look at the crowd. They're revolting down there.
Oh, hey, it's revolting, but Stang is going to be producing it in the bunkers of Subgenius Central, 1,000 miles
from
the light of Dallas surface.
So we can buy a mixing deck from the nearest radio shack.
Well, hey, Puzzling Evidence, you saturate the San Francisco airwaves with slack on your radio show on KPFA-FM, which
right.
is coincidentally also called Puzzling Evidence.
How'd that work?
Oh, besides being a blazing beacon of slack, you've been a pillar of the church for lo these many desperate slackless years, doing your best to slap some slack back into those jaded Californians.
Yep. But yep, that's how it works. And you know, I'm not actually a member of the church. I'm one of the few at the top. Actually, I think I'm the only one. Look at these guys arguing back here. Right? You guys want to keep it down? What do you want? Show them. Anyway, oh no. Somebody close the door. Yes, I'm not in the church. Quiet, okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bring the accused persons forward.
That's not me, is it? Oh, that's the principal. Okay, yeah. This is one of those university stations.
Oh, but despite such selfless efforts here, I'm afraid you'll probably almost always be most well known for being D. Atwood Wellman, the man who first assassinated Bob on the stage of the Victoria Theater in San Francisco in 1984.
What a night that was. You know, many people here can almost remember where they were on the night of January 24th, 1984, a Saturday night in San Francisco. You can see here in our recreation. I think that's Kelly on stage. Oh, yeah, it is. Okay. And she's dancing for the crowd. And Bob will be out in a few minutes to bless the audience. And a lot of people ask why I shot Bob. And I guess we'll go over that as a show. And let's see, what I'm looking at my script here.
Oh, did it feel so good when you stopped?
What a psychedelic light. People, if you could see this studio, you'd be amazed at the incredible modern
the Aurora Borealis started
equipment
again.
That they have spread across the floor here. And this is permanent, is it? Wow.
Oh.
And there's a light that comes on behind my head all the time. I think it's some sort of
CIA through
thing.
Your head.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's why I see that on the
other
side.
I really can't bring myself to hate you for doing that to Bob, because at the time, you were the first man to kill Bob. Bob says, give me slack or kill me. Yeah. And only you had enough hair to carry that out, to give our heart Epop exactly what he wanted.
It's true. On the limousine, on the way from the airport, Bob and Palmer and Ivan and I were saying, Father wasn't there yet, but we were talking about sales. What could we do to increase sales? Because that's always been my job, is to be the Lucifer of the church and increase sales for them, just help out here and there where I see that some of the machine needs oiling.
But on the other hand, though, Bob immediately went to hell.
Did he?
Where, this is part of the doctrine now. Oh, this is wonderful. You had no idea you were doing him such a favor. You were guided simply by blinding faith, weren't you?
That's right.
Faith so strong you can sit on it.
A lot of your listeners probably don't understand, but I live on the island of Guam most of the year in an underground bunker, and so I don't actually follow a lot of the
chewing
church,
Guam.
I just read off a teletype what I need to understand the next sales push. You only shoot Bob once.
But, how's the cargo cult coming along? We'll get to that later.
Okay.
Yeah, Bob.
Those giant eyebrows that fly in.
Every time Bob goes to hell, he can't die. He can't get into heaven because he was never baptized.
And
every time he goes to hell, he swives a devil's wife 999 ways from Sunday until Satan rides him out on a rail. And Bob enjoys the ride.
What a guy.
What a man. So you did Bob a favor by offering him.
And hey, have you watched, I don't know if the a live tape, which has been distributed to all the listeners tonight, if you've watched that videotape before the show as you were supposed to, there is a quiz on this thing. If you watched that tape, I'm not actually sure, I haven't looked at the copy in years, if it shows what the pandemonium that occurred after the shooting. It was
don't be so naive. We're prepared. We've got this. Deny that this ever happened.
Okay, now watch closely on your monitors. There's Reverend Hal giving the invocation. Bob's backstage on the left side of the stage, and I took up my position, of course, on the right.
It was in this San Francisco theater that, if we
are my Italian-made banana starter pistol in the left arm,
he's
still in my shoulder
holster
at that point.
Assassin's bullet.
Yes, thank
you.
This is my co-host, Hal. He's live. He's in the other room right now doing it. He can't see me. Okay.
Well, here's one in the box. You forgot the air holes. Is he okay?
Now the curtain goes up, and Bob appears stage left and walks to the center of the stage. I jump down out of the fog machine and walk toward him and let loose with a clip. Magazine, sorry. Oh, there he goes. Little Bob has fallen down, but the pipe is still clenched in his teeth and he's still smiling. Hal, of course, my co-host on the KPFA show, was seized in a spasm there for him. But we had to clean his robe afterwards. Let's just say that way. Now, the people started spontaneously chanting, kill the paint. Where they
could it be that the reign gotten that of
idea?
Bob on earth is ended?
I don't know. Hal,
could
go
it
ahead.
Be that Bob
it was so
vain?
Momentous.
You were there, weren't you? Yeah, all of the various
the
characters were there.
We were all there. We all felt that hot lead in our guts, just like Bob did. Hanging on a stick for me.
Just as each dot can see.
That was incredible.
Of course, each bullet can be felt by people in the church and around the church, their fellows, friends and staff and families. And they found that staff, and we walked back to the theater with it. It looked like a Bobbitt thing. Of course, after we did the debriefing later that night at headquarters, it became more confusing as to whether or not this actually would help sales. But we are stalwart in our need for money, so we keep pressing ahead with a kind of... Oh, how long do I have to do this?
Dogged. You're such a dogged man. I hear you go all night in San Francisco. And
yeah, we do.
Hundreds. Oh, we're so proud of your valiant fight, brother. Oh, here we have the People's Exhibit number 399, so-called magic bullet. Look, I polished it up. Isn't that lovely?
Wow.
It's hard to believe this one little thing did the job on our high epop. Looks to be in perfect shape.
Yeah.
Despite going on back through time to pass through JFK's throat, Governor Connally's chest, wrist, and thigh. Finally lodging in the skull of Pennsylvania State Treasurer R. Bud Dwyer at a press conference in 1987. Oh, not a scratch on it.
Wow. How many brains is that? Let's see now. How many gallons of blood? How many buckets of brains? This stuff's really working. Man, aftermath, colors.
Interesting show for you.
I was at a place where there was no
because you're special. You bothered to wake up.
Where could that be? A place
for this show. Maybe you only think you're awake. But in any case, the show aims to prove.
Bring the other end of the show over here. Now I see we're going to enter our multimedia phase of the show. We have an extraordinary number of fantastic acts for you. Not only are we going to have the dancing chihuahuas that we always promise to never show, but we're also going to show you how you can see the inside of your own brain.
An alien livestock is here to tell us about that brain.
The alien livestock.
Available from the brain.
We call them the fumets of thought. A mysterious and little-known fact is that all humans are actually livestock for aliens. Isn't that so?
It's a good possibility.
But where did you first gain this insight?
From my own experiences of just waking up and having little people in the room looking at me, and I was unable to move.
Great. I hate it when that happens.
Get out the branding iron, boys. Yeah, that fire's mighty hot.
But it seems that it's an appropriate check to human egotism.
How do they brand us anyway?
An implant that goes up the nose or sometimes.
Well, it seems that nervous women are always reporting that they get out these big glimmering, glittering needles that can intrude somehow where the sun doesn't shine.
Actually, it goes into the navel.
I'm only parroting conspiracy psychiatrist to their account. That's it.
Get away from me, you baggage.
Some old lady with a shock rod. Oh, well.
But it was a pretty pink shock rod.
If I could just outrun the guards, I could probably get out of here.
Don't go with Billy Sunday, howdy boy. Spend all our time.
Now, where are we going to hide this show when we get out of here?
No, maybe what Jake with Mrs.
Here,
Grundy
put it in your hair.
Folks would think is a crime.
No, people just ask me, is that really your show? Yeah, I know, but you just tell them you don't do anything like that.
They're beginning the famous dum-dum dance. By the end of this dance, someone will be dead. The victim in the center will be pierced with spear points 1,000 times. It is called the Celebration of 1,000 Screams. We're glad to be here on the outside looking in, instead of on the inside looking out.
Everything's floating along. Oh boy, I shouldn't have taken this minute, but I think I can make it till 7 o'clock. Good morning, Berkeley.
He no prepared to give Chief's wife away to Bob Dogs.
That's, yeah, okay, fine. Tell him that, we'll give him two nights in New York and a Land Rover and some neat old flight suits.
Okay, well, he'll accept it, all right?
All right.
He says he's telling us to go away, get out, that we spoiled the ceremony because we've seen it.
He's telling us to sit down and eat. Which of these guys should I believe? Come on, you guys. We gotta eat everything in sight. Or the chief will have us all killed if we don't eat what's in that big pot.
All right, let's
start
eating.
We have to eat that. It's not even cooked. It's slimy.
Come on.
How do they get these cattle
frogs?
Look, cheaper eating. Anyway, don't. This is good. I don't know why they want us to keep eating this. They want us to get fat or something.
It's really delicious, Hal. Come on.
But
it's so good.
Phone's ringing back in the village.
Yeah, it really is. No, it's good. Another village.
Oh, no.
Nothing's too good for my baby.
People out there, I'm
Dr.
afraid.
Brady, how can you?
They're all vomiting.
in my waiting room.
Don't you admit this war is awful?
This is terrible. I wish we could just go back to the way it was only a minute ago.
Can we just replace the carpet in there?
If only I hadn't voted for the president.
All over the carpet.
If only I had voted for some other president. This might have happened a minute later instead of a minute before.
Or to some other generation.
Yeah, well,
not us.
Not me. Not me.
Not me.
Not you, Jane.
Well, you have to turn around and start up again. Go the other way.
Gotta go right back down to save
Muffins. More? More book.
You are absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I know. Want some more book?
Did I have a little more stuff, please?
So they got the cappuccino stuff, and they got the wine stuff, and they got the little cold stuff, the picnic stuff, and they ran out into the field, and with 30 seconds left in the show, they killed me.
Get him! Yes, Mr. Uber Brown, now it is my show.
The show, barely able to struggle on its own 1.5 feet, was able to survive through the 80s without Uber Brow. However, as we approach the 90s, KPFA, with its ever-shrinking audience and its ever-increasing subgenius radio show hours, attempted to bring the lifeless body of Uber Brow back to life. To rejuvenate the show.
Look, there he is.
For the early 1990s.
He's as big as life and half as friendly. Hey, how have you been? My God, he doesn't even sound human.
That's not the Uber Brow we put to sleep back in the 80s.
Oh, get away from me. He's coming this way. Gary, I'm getting out of here.
I don't know. I think... Let's try to communicate with him. I think maybe we can communicate with him. We can get... Here. Some cassettes down by his feet.
This is funny. This hurts. Come on.
Okay.
You may follow me.
Come, give him a microphone or something. He used to like that kind of stuff.
Let me go.
Come on, Doug. It's time to do the show. Act right.
Okay, there.
Michael. Stop the show.
Who is too late?
Logan, listen.
Where is the show? Find the show first.
There's no show.
You stop a show before you find it.
Frozen FCC monitors.
Yes. Sleep in the glacier.
Do that again. I think that opens the airlock.
Yes. I hear it. There it is.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I'm sorry, Doc.
You know, this reminds me very little of the time I was in Dobbstown.
It's true. And worse yet is everybody expects the Sardinia show in the third weekend of January at the Victoria Theater in the city to look like something.
I expect nothing. Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's
right. Thanks a quick that I'm still
there. Only those of you who have interoperator units can
yes.
see the show.
It's the college
you must listen over listener-sponsored KPFA.
Yes, it's the caller's problem. He has to wait forever for that little click that says he's off the air.
Still in bed in your PJs with Ronald Reagan embroidered on the
pocket. That's not clothes, that's paint. Oh, watch out.
That's true. It's heavy now. The air in here is very thick.
I'm going to refuse. This is the very witching hour of night.
I don't care myself.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, Mr. Yeah. Nothing is a pinhead, Mr. President.
See,
Mr.
Microphone, Mr.
Mass Murderer,
Mr.
Fucking,
Mr.
Death,
Mr. Lucas
Boy, Mr.
Mecca,
Mr.
Pinhead.
I don't
want to
hear anymore of it.
You are the only part that doesn't have an
encrypted.
You have some kind of mind.
I wish we'd never woken up the brow up.
We are opening your third nostril. Use your shield and your third nostril.
I don't want a third nostril. You, I don't want no size. I don't want to be like Dobbsman. I just wanted the stupid checks. I want to be on the radio
now. But instead, it was,
I don't know.
Maybe it was a computer. Maybe it's just the thing that plays tape and there's nobody down there.
Stand back.
1:40 in the morning. Why would anybody be down at the radio station 1:40
in the morning? You'd
be out partying Saturday night. You'd have a good time. You'd have a life. But no, I don't know.
Come on, you guys. You
on the show, you know. And we'll probably go home and think about who shot you. Hey, you
don't.
Clerk,
please.
Step over here. Look, I gave him my art in the 80s. This is the 90s.
What kind of
people do that? Dead for 10 years.
What are those guys talking about?
Drop my
art. Oh, they're in the other studio. Oh, I
said, well, look at this. This is me. Nobody's coming here.
It's just me doing a show.
This is cool, man. I'm not that bad. I
run tape for myself all the time. All my friends talking about me. Yeah, that's it.
Doesn't that feel good?
It'll be like a funny or something.
All right,
in a minute, I have to go flip the tape because, after all, this is a modern show.
Oh, look what happened. Oh, they're ruining the
turntables. In the middle of the night.
Turntables can't do that. They go backwards.
Okay, hello, Paula.
You're going to have to hold those two steps and start off.
I got beat. I wanted to call.
Okay, well, we don't have any answers for you just now, but we wanted to show you these.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, this looks like, and you're asking me, this is an obstructed third nostril here.
Oh, I see. We had that third Doppler.
Really?
They just had that operation.
Yeah. Well, look what happened to it. They were on the air.
Protuberance by the nasal rostrum.
Yes, I do. Very ugly.
Looks like rhinitis.
Well, is there anything we can do about that?
Well, as you know, doctor, but rhinitis is the designation given to inflammation.
You can put them through. You know, we don't want to be in the air doing this. We don't want to scare people.
It's difficult to tell just how to treat individual examples of rhinitis. But, doctor, there can't be that many third nostrils. This is the sort of operation that's only available to exist and to overmen.
Yeah.
And there just can't be that many candidates for this kind of work, so we must be able to trace back to the doctor that did this.
Well, I'm not sure that this was a doctor-induced fistula. You see, inflammations of the nasal accessory sinuses are closely related to rhinitis, and in these cases, we often find it necessary to remove not only the protruding protuberance at the end of the nasal aperture, but the entire nasal organism itself.
That's true, he did. But we were able to stop this infection in the nick of time.
Come, the third nostril.
Ooh, oh, baby, I've never seen a man run out of here that fast. Oh, let's hope he comes. Oh, he's back just like that, and the man has a Doppler effect.
Wow.
Okay,
well, you've been transported to another show. Yeah, we're broadcasting live from California.
Oh, wonder why the weather was different.
It's hot and dry. And the law firm of Twombly, Maxwell & Winston is representing you, of course, so you can say everything you want to, but not say anything that will offend anybody anywhere, anytime, on any tape in the future.
Atlanta has two lawyers named Titsworth and Grab that work together. Look it up. They're in the phone books.
It looks like they're removing a wallet on the monitor.
I didn't know you could use hemostats for that. Sure, watch this. And the wall is flown up between the doctors. $40 an hour. Well, there goes. Involuntary. Oh, that's gotta hurt good.
I didn't know you had a medical school. Why are the lights like this in here?
So that's the Isles of Langer Hands. I thought it was a story.
Here's the legend of Johnson. And this is where the Johnson Rock connects.
Oh, God, does it always feel like a carpet at Jerry Lewis Cinema here? It's so good.
Yeah, looks like it, too, doesn't it? Link
up with Bob. Tastes the same, too.
Oh, it does. Oh, yeah. Well, maybe we can get a milkshake in the lobby.
Is it good and
plenty,
or...
It's a Dobbs bar. I think it's insects covered with chocolate.
Oh, that's good. No, it's got Bob's face on it. I'll cram it in my gullet.
Yeah. Yeah, what's happening on July 16th?
Oh, that's when the 21 pieces of comet are going to slam into Jupiter. It's a cover story on time.
I must say, my co-host, you can see on camera X,
Stang's arrival.
Very worried about that. Genuinely worried that that's going to produce negative effects for little planet Earth.
I screwed up, and it's going to happen on the wrong side. I'm trying to get things fixed.
Yeah, that happens. And right now you can hear we're hanging up on callers, punching up callers. So call WREK Atlanta, Georgia. 40,000 watts of solid power booming over the later gray area.
40,000 humming, vibrating, slack-bringing watts.
Yes, this wonderful Metroplex area of the South. What a center of business.
This is a Dallas-Fort Worth
museum. Yeah, it is. I mean, a Coca-Cola museum. Wow. I'm inspired. You could never even start one in the Bay Area.
This town's full of Coke-teasers.
Yeah. This wouldn't be done anymore, you know? We can't start a McDonald's out there. We can't even fix our highways from the earthquake because everybody argues.
Oh, yeah, our infrastructure sucks more than your infrastructure.
Yeah, we're trying.
You're not having the Olympics. Yeah,
yep, that's
wait
true.
A minute, that was L.A. That was the other California.
That was the other earthquake. Yeah, those earthquakes, look, they got them all fixed in L.A. They have police cars
hey,
right up and down the
freeway. Hey, even the ground serves some geotectonic waves. They're surfing the luck lane.
Let's see, and the other one I wanted to mention was in for listeners that have nothing to do with their lives, in Portland, Oregon, on July 7th,
Thornton Menlo in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, you're going to have to find out.
Is it on X Day?
It is. X Day this year. 5th.
July 5th.
Don't go to Nenslow's house, and I don't have the post office box with me. As you can see, the callers are trying to beat their way into the little phone doors, trying to get that number. I'm not going to give it to you. You have to call Nenslow. You have to find the secret address. But there is going to be an amazing subgenius
revival.
Yeah, Doc Stock. That's spelled D-O-C-T-A-L-K.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot. There was an S in there.
D-O-C-S.
There you go.
Doc Stock. I thought it was D-O-K-S-T-O-K.
Yeah, that was those were the old shows. Those were what happened in the past with the church air and the church air queens that huddled about the tank later in the ceremony. And that was actually the sort of thing where Guy Gould's wonderful little Bolivian leather wallet was chewed up by the horrible guard dogs.
Oh, not the face-raping bats?
No, that was later. Actually, the face-raping bats had been written into the scenario.
For that pudding.
There it is, something that'll clean it up. See, you spill it and clean it up here at the station. Just so fast that it's firing. I hope we can take some of this back to... Oh, is that what I'm doing?
Firing.
Yeah, I hope I can take some of that back to California.
Where they don't shoot at presidents, but the presidents go there to die.
No, we actually just shoot at, senators and representatives. And we do things like, you can get on a California airline and crash straight into the earth on an airliner at full speed. Now, you can't do that in any other state.
Sure, sure. Flight 999, leaving at 8 number.
Susie has a close-up for you here of that happening.
Oh, no, we've got Dick. Dick is still dead. Hi, Dick. Say hi to Fuzz.
Wow. Hey, impressive.
Any questions you want to ask him while he's out of the box?
Is he still president?
Oh, he'll always be president. Him and H.R. Bob Haldeman. Oh, yeah, like H.R. Puff and stuff. Yeah, on the Nixon show, I drew a similarity around how a man who was known for being more like Joseph Stalin just a few decades ago is now equated with as much evil as Witchy Poo on H.R. Puff and stuff. And here, H.R. Bob Haldeman. Bob with a quotation mark.
Not only that,
his diaries
but Bob Haldeman's real name is Harry Robbins, which is also Hal's real name, which we've been scared by for
his
some time.
His conspiracy name.
Yeah, his real conspiracy name.
That's
which
enough for
unveiled
Dick
for
Dick
the
Dick
first Dick. Time on a show recently. I was shocked that he would say that there would be an HR and a hell. There he goes.
Just like
bye, Mr. President. Mm-hmm. He sent me a thank you note for being in the war.
He's still dead.
I can't beat it.
Buy that man a steak.
Really? And we did, too.
Mm.
And his daughters will, too.
Those Gregorians ain't got a chance.
It was amazing. I reached for the can of Japanese
low,
pork on hand, and I suddenly saw our old friend Lecter Decker McCann.
It would just work right along here.
It's so nice to bring your friends. They look like the little babes in Mothra.
Yeah, they sing that same song over and over and over again, too.
They look like Pink Lady, but Studley.
Oh, is that what it is? You can't say that in California. It offends somebody somewhere, sometime, somehow. Somehow.
Oh, hey, I live to it.
But one of the mysteries of this, ladies and gentlemen, is right now you're hearing me on KPFA 94.1 Berkeley.
Yes,
and KFCF in Fresno.
Slack is greasy as radio
right now,
waves.
And you think we are
resistance.
WREK, Atlanta, Georgia, but we really aren't.
The radio station, they throw it up in the air and everybody gets real scared.
And it lands in another city.
Ow!
Well, we didn't mean it to land on the host in the other city, just inside the building, sort of a ghost show.
Oh, it bounced. Everything does.
Okay, now you can see in the studio, the show's being put together once again.
This is a manic glee. Substitute radio show.
Yeah, the substitute radio show that you're hearing right now, because usually you hear Sister Susie the Floozy. But this is the research tour where we're selling the book of the subgenius, even though we, of course, are not subgenies in this room.
And we always misbehave when the substitute's here.
Yeah. It's fun because they don't really know the rules.
So we just insert new effects.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Ow, look here.
Every possible precaution has been taken.
Yeah, first thing I know, I come to consciousness, and this big spider, about 6, 8, maybe 9, 10 pounds, was swinging off me, and I was running down the hill hollering in the dark.
Confirmed high confidence
on
callers from all sectors.
They never come into the hills.
Hiding from giant wasps and other creatures.
And this is Regnum 4. Are you receiving me? I built this contraption in Interrocitor, is that what you call it? According to the directions that you gave on the show.
And
and this is what you got.
Well, I just now got the screen hooked up.
Tune back now.
But why bother calling this show? You could call somebody who's asleep right now.
Well, why do they talk about callers and then never talk to them? What kind of show is that?
They're killing the callers.
Where's
that?
They trace the
callers. Should we tell people about that, what was happening on the naval base today? They were shipping people to the alien speed centers, and nobody talks about it here in Atlanta. Nobody cares.
Oh, no.
Busloads.
That hurricane was perfect cover. People were milling to pack themselves, standing illegally in these over-freighted school buses. I felt like I should have a chicken on my lap, sweating.
You can see the rain now. Here comes the tornado. Lifting people and throwing them in the inside of the hangar. Oh, there we go.
I thought one of those C-130 Hercules was going to just flip over the Bernoulli principal gun. Horribly wrong.
People in there
rushing,
trying to get away from the rain.
Oh, and before it had been so idyllic, the sun blasting down on the tarmac.
Some demons out there somewhere. We'll get back to the callers, but first we have to see if
and then suddenly, it was a tsunami of hell. Blowing tent poles, blowing food, blowing normals. I was the only thing that wasn't blowing.
Well, we won't go into that because those shocking videotapes are available.
I was trying to keep a grip on my fajitas.
That's right. And you did. You carried those fajitas all the way across the parking lot, the range, the combat airplanes, there was a throng of panicked people pushing their push carts across
the
hangar.
Day of the locusts. Absolute mob hysteria. Oh,
really? The foreign food was flying everywhere.
And seeing the army battle.
Okay, now we're going back to control room one. Now we can see that all of the doctors have traveled here to Atlanta for your show. It's pretty scary.
Get those giant slabs and we quit our jobs.
Free lunches.
Oh, there they are.
Are you funny? How could you get on this show?
Slot green effect.
Yeah, that's the way he is.
He that
ugly. Yeah, there he's cleaning it up. He just sucks it right back up. It's a doctor thing. It's no pilot would like that.
That man looks like he's got four nostrils. What's the deal here?
Go to side B, unless, of course, you view side B.
Side B, side A.
Now all the Rotan trucks and tanks
the genocide.
I'm the forensic. I'm going to be my shooting.
The
other
suit.
Rotan vans are destroying their stages and sets. I'm playing louder than everybody else.
Well, here we are, tripping down the psychopath with puzzling evidence here. Oh, this man shows no sign of flagging. I love great feats of flag.
It's just like the show at home, except all different.
Nation 16th, January.
So almost effortless.
Yeah, that's the trick, to make it look like you do it all the time.
I long for
the okay, now here's how. In the champagne bubble. He's in this little sample jar. You can shake the jar up and he'll fall apart and reassemble. He says this prayer before he goes to sleep every night.
And poke your pipe in through the wall. So I'll be burned, remembering all.
Yeah,
dear Bob, it's time to close my eyes.
You can just pull the battery out when you want him to stop.
No surprise. If I should be
but if I push the battery in?
He goes faster.
Oh,
but you got the remote there, and you need the HAL remote.
Oh, I'm sitting on it just a minute.
That is normal when dealing with the way.
Oh, okay, there you clean that up.
However, it is perhaps better to have the music itself intact than to know all about its antecedents and Betty, life.
No, it doesn't seem to be working.
A beautiful piece of music. One must always keep one thing in mind.
It's not unusual here at this Black Time Funhouse.
It cannot occur. The sounding board of the cranium, the soft palate, must be kept stretched.
We're doing that autopsy over again. We already did that.
But not the official autopsy. Not the autopsy on the body that arrived in the pink shipping casket.
Oh, there's a band that doesn't speak its name, singing Poster of Dobbs at one of the dock stocks.
Poster of Dobbs, you know you're the worst thing I've seen yet.
Singing to the faithful.
That was by Timmy Tinkleman. He's 16 years old, and he's the famous poet of Vocational Trades High School.
And he works at the Aunt Bertha
Society.
You ate some?
Slow Home for the Realistically Challenged.
I don't know.
Votes every year. No, has never served jury duty. Stock.
Then when I came out, there was nobody lying.
How did they get 85 of you guys into this little one-year
space? Well, that's the process I described earlier in the show.
And they are, you know.
Yeah, right. It's frightening.
Yeah.
No one can have any conception of the unendurable ecstasy which we undergo here on this show.
Yeah.
Just take the tape you made of the show and make a little bonfire and throw it in. It'll stink, but it's better than listening to it again.
For that tape, but the guy is on it. Doesn't sound like anyone I've ever heard.
Well, that's
real. It's embarrassing to be so transparent before the public.
Still am too much money.
Well, anything worth doing is for science.
Yeah, it looks like they're winding up the show. You wind the show up, and it just keeps going until it winds down, and everybody leaves because it's too
soon. All right, I'll just run over here.
Come on, take those wires.
There's a paper on there.
We've heard of pumping iron. Well, you wouldn't believe what we're doing down at the studio tonight.
Wow, just hung up on that guy.
Get
in touch with the tactile side of your sensory meat.
All doctors to the operating pads.
All doctors to the operating pads.
Exposed pressure.
There we go.
Tell me,
Mr. Dog.
What's going on?
Man,
No, I think
high school graduate, are you, sir?
A patient who might need some help.
They were punching
well,
collars.
Obvious to me that this patient is in a mental area. Can drink some Mellorine. Then he should dabble in his
coffee. Okay, turn down your phone and turn up your mind.
Nobody will be down here.
Take off. Here we go.
It's just a show.
Become aware of a line that extends up the spinal
column. Show everything here except
wow, look at that.
And out the top of your head.
Okay, there it goes.
Wow. Yeah. Logic will control for a certain amount of time. Only 30, 45 seconds. And then we'll get back to the normal situation that you've been hearing on this show.
Pandemonium.
And the real Wotan will come and take over the bodies and minds of the musicians. Yes, they'll want to sing those nice words that they wrote down.
Wotan was a fighting dog. It's now buried on Guam, right next to Bob.
Some of this show might make sense any moment.
Oh, boy, that dog talk sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
I've
got to
be here to man the pulpit.
Yeah, you'll have to make it out to beautiful Oregon for that amazing party. This year we'll be welcoming a sort of pre-saucer festival. We'll be trying to bring to the populace up there the teachings of Bob. Yeah. And then, you know, maybe we'll get a visit from a saucer. I don't know. We'll probably have it in the hotel room that I've already reserved because I want to see what happens when Menzel's house fills up with 300 faithful.
Oh, they stack them like cordwood.
That's what I hear. Like little souls in silver boxes.
Yeah, spray them down with Pam, get out the shoehorn, and hey, they're real accommodating. I had a Celica packed full of Subgenius's luggage trombones, the giant Dobbs head.
Oh, and you were taping during that. I heard that tape. That was pretty
fun.
Yeah,
my jugs got caught in the steering wheel, but other than that, we managed.
So you couldn't drink.
Yeah, well, I couldn't turn left either.
Wow, and you were describing the city, I think, as you drove through the city.
Oh, yeah, it was this wonderful kind of Frank Paul-looking skyline. Oh, it is so refreshing. Oh, how are you feeling? Are you showing any signs of wear upon?
I don't know. What do you think? I'm doing...
Pink?
No. I'm doing fine, but it's just a job, man. Okay, somebody's got to be down here doing this. Oh, no, I mean, nobody's down here doing this.
If you're watching on Channel 7, you'll be able to see his helmet camera right now.
We're out breaking into your car
like
right
now. Like Fisher-Price
camera. Dumb Dumb Dance.
Oh, hey, look
now.
At this.
The Dumb Dumb Dance.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could fit a gross of condoms in one of these little consoles.
Well, you can, see? Oh, there it goes, dropping on.
Disgusting spectacle.
Yeah, sorry.
I guess I'll leave a pair of my panties tied on his area.
Yeah, the storm will take those away. There won't be anything left after tonight's tornado. It's a pseudo tornado, but it's had the same effect on the pinks as they jammed their way into the buses.
The mighty fart of Bob.
That's right.
That tarmac.
They were so scared they jumped on those buses out to the alien feeding center. They've disappeared, folks. All gone now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not kidding. That's the horrible part. You think we're making this up?
Yeah, thanks.
Huh?
That's the right side of your brain talking to us.
Oh, okay. Now we plug in the left side of your brain talking to you.
What was funny about what
you
said?
Oh, see, the output here goes to the input.
Okay, there's another one. A substitute caller. Good morning.
What are you doing on Thursday night?
Just having a lot of fun.
That's tonight. No. I'm so used to it being on Thursday night.
Officer Moby and Mudge, engaged.
You thought you were just calling on your radio.
And for what reason is there a cause?
Can you imagine the market being flooded with all of that gold?
Well, I'm afraid you were drafted when you weren't looking, and now, buddy, we're throwing you down the cannon tube.
He
jumped out of the ship all by himself. That's amazing.
Swam all the way to the island.
Well, that's what makes it such a fun death ship out here. Blinded, deaf and dumb.
We're drifting towards dawn.
Major, where are you now that we need?
Oh, the rock and roll this microphone is mine.
Dead music for him. Look, I think it's about...
Oh, what a treat this has been.
They fought one more, and now they're being dredged up for another.
I'd like to thank our wonderful guest tonight, Mr. Puzzling Evans, all the way from San Francisco. Have you ever noticed, dear listeners, when people get a collective idea, or what passes for a collective idea, because of the wonders of technology, it's always something stupid like, let's have a Coke, or our country can whoop your country, damn hell, we wind up here. It's never a smart idea like, what if everybody wakes up one morning and drifts into the bathroom and looks in the mirror and says, I want to be really smart today. Something that simple and they can't get it up to do that. And it's not like we're asking them to succeed. No, the idea here is to give up. Have you ever noticed how as soon as you give up looking for something, there it is? That when you give up trying to remember the name of of that thing that's on the tip of your forked little tongue. It just pops into your frontal lobe like a Jeopardy answer. Isn't it always laughably obvious that the best way to go with the flow is just to give up now and fling yourself into the warm Gulf Stream of the love of Bob as your cares go floating away? Oh, so hey, why not take a tip from me? Give it up now. Give it all up. Just say screw it and cast yourself adrift in the urine-warm sea of slack.